You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio. Hi, everybody. It's April 24th, 2016, year of our Lord. In the former Dominion of Canada, Tony Averato, otherwise known as fakeologist.com, king of the squatty potty, and soon to be king of the lily pad, whenever that comes from down under New Zealand way. I have my favorite fakeologist from Australia. His name is Radio Rolo. He has almost a regular show here now. I really enjoy the show. I just posted Radio Rolo's last show. I have not listened to it in totality yet. And I was in the middle of listening to it. And who do I see hanging out in the lobby but the legend Rolo himself? So I thought, well, I'll stop listening to him on the record and talk to him live. Hello, Rolo.
How are you doing, Ab? I sometimes don't know when that you're going to be available. I'd rather have had that show with you, because I based it primarily on Prince.
Well, you know what you got to do? You got to go in the chat and tell me when you're going to the audio chat. You got to put a little message saying, I'll be there in 30 minutes. If you give me a 30-minute window, I might make it. Just put a thing and say, I'll be in the audio chat in 30 minutes. Meet me there. And that's a much better way of doing it. I don't monitor the audio chat like I should. I'm going to try and get better at that and just log into the audio chat and stay there so I can listen to the little man saying, someone entered the room. You know, that little guy that speaks up when someone comes in and out.
The thing with you, Ab, is, again, I think I was a little, a little sycophantic. I'm a huge fan of science, I know. And I sort of kick myself
sometimes. I'm a huge fan of your site.
Me, I've only got my little, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
The Lord Rolo YouTube channel. Don't be shy. Anyone who wants to look it up, go to YouTube, type Lord Rolo. And you'll see lots of pictures of dogs and canaries and treehouses. You know, in Toronto, there's a media story that a contractor built a treehouse in his backyard. And he ended up spending $30,000 on it, and the neighbor complained, and now he has to take it down. And they even did a tour of the treehouse.
$30,000?
Yes, that's what he said. It seems like a little hard to believe that he would spend that much money unless he's got granite countertops in it. But go look it up. Just type in Toronto treehouse must be removed. And
can I ask you a question?
I think your treehouse is bigger, though.
No. Can I ask you a question? Your friend who went and saw Dave Gilmore the other day.
Yes.
Would that be a fellow fakeologist?
Nah, he's not really into it. He kind of dusts me off. That's not Errol C. No, this is somebody else.
Because Errol C. said on fakeologist.com when I spoke to him once that he was definitely he's going to that one. He lives near you.
Yeah, but don't forget, I live in an area where there's 6 million people that live near me, so we really can't narrow. I don't know too many of those people.
It's that classic line, isn't it?
Yeah, I live on the Golden Horseshoe, which is just a U-shape around Lake Ontario, the western end of Lake Ontario.
Yeah.
And are you
regretting missing the show? Now that I think about it, $200 is not much at all.
I don't know. I'm not a big concert goer. I I saw, he showed me on his phone. He's one of those guys that spends $200 and watches the concert via his phone. And then he gets home and watches it on his phone. So, in other words, he's spent $200 to watch two shitty versions of the concert.
Yeah.
No, he spends $200. But you know what I'm saying? He watches it through his phone the first time and then watches it on his phone the second time. I don't see the point of that, really, but hey.
Hey, look, when I...
It's a good light show, by the way.
When I talk to you, Ab...
Yeah,
I sometimes listen back to our chats, just to make sure that I need to listen back to make sure the audio is good, and if I've done something wrong to screw up the audio, that's only
you're not looking for
really...
content.
Go again,
naughty.
Go again.
Yeah, well, that's okay. This guy, it looked like a nice light show. Really good light show, actually. And it looks like David Gilmour did sing it himself. There was no lip syncing, but who can tell? But he can still wail on the axe there.
I'd hate to think that Dave Gilmour would be doing anything that we know... when you do the halftime show on the the Super Bowl, that's all pre-recorded. They can't risk a fuck up. No, we've had girls. There was a girl called Betty Boo or something that dropped the mic. She just dropped it, and the music still kept coming. And she got booed off and went home in disgrace. Whoever she was, I don't even know who she was. That's good.
Yeah. Did you see the street sign I posted?
Rollo Drive or something.
Did you like that? That was a tribute to you.
Of course. I was thinking whether is that an insult or a tribute or a I don't know what it was, but look.
Well, did you see the cross street?
What was the cross street again?
I think it was Clewit Road. Clewit, as in clued in or clued out.
Where did you find that picture? Or did you make it?
I was just driving around and I found it in the Toronto area. I just pulled over and I said, I got to take this picture. I've seen the street before.
That's amazing because I know why you posted it, because there's that bit in that song that just says, I could stop if I wanted to.
What song?
It's called Swan Fix. Yep. I could stop if I wanted to. I'm pretty sure that's the idea that I got
No, that never came to my head. I just saw Rollo and you, I put 2 + 2 together.
That is just amazing, then. If you did not actively do it for that reason, that's amazing, because my head just went, oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good on you.
Okay, well.
That's...
Yes, yesterday the website got very heavily trafficked. That's a good way of putting it. From Facebook or Slave Book.
Yeah.
Apparently there's some movie... about John Lennon. I didn't really read this. I found the post on Facebook finally. Facebook is useless. When it sends traffic your way, it doesn't tell you where on the website it came from, so I had to find it, and I found it. And John Lennon has a profile on Facebook, or the corporation of John Lennon has a Facebook profile, and they were talking about a movie. I don't know if it's a current or an old movie. I couldn't tell. Or there's some guy named Claudio, a Vietnam vet, who said he had a connection to John Lennon, and he went and met John Lennon, and John Lennon bought him lunch. And someone on Facebook is trying to find this Claudio guy to interview him. And somebody dropped a link to fakeologist.com to our John Lennon / Yoko Ono PSYOP thread on the forums, fakeologist.com/forums. And boy, an avalanche of people came over to read that. It was a big day.
Right, okay. Do you want me to You want me to read the actual, what's the post that,
well,
they were looking for?
Well, it's a whole thread on, a whole thread on fakeologist.com. I haven't actually read every thread. I can't remember who started it. See, I'm not that interested in the Beatles and the replacing of singers. It's interesting to me in that we can be fooled. That's about it. I'm amazed that people en masse can be fooled. That's my only interest. If they can swap people out and nobody really notices, I think that's pretty interesting. It's pretty fascinating if they can do it. And I don't see why they wouldn't do it if they could do it. Because even if you're a famous singer, you love the adulation of being on stage. Like anything else in this human condition, it can get boring, right? You can only stick a needle in your arm so many times to get that euphoria before it wears out and it doesn't work anymore, right? So I don't see why it's hard to believe.
Well, what happens? What happens? It becomes, as you say, what normal is, and then,
normal is different, for different people.
I am.
So Parse Value asked the question, how could Prince give that up? Where he goes on a stage, people scream at him, adulation. Well, I think if you've done it 500 times, okay, I think you may have enough, and then you might want the opposite. You might want total privacy and not to be harassed on the street and bothered. I think you would want that. Just like you might want go from anonymity to stardom because you think it's better. The grass is always greener. But I think once you get there and find that there's a lot more downside than upside, you might want to come back to the anonymity side like we live in. And actually, I enjoy anonymity. It's great.
Well, again, people have certainly speculated on what do you look like, Ab. You certainly enjoy your voice being out there, and you have children that you certainly want a world to be a better place.
Not the whole world, just their world. I can't change the whole world. I just want to.
I want to influence
their world. Their world. I. There's no way I'll change the world. We already know
butterfly effect. Butterfly effect. Just a tiny little thing that that you've done,
this tiny little
space on the interweb. I think you've made a difference. Why not?
Thank you. Well, I made a difference to you and maybe two other people.
I give the audios that we've done to a few people and. I would rather listen to Radio Rolo than
any other commercial audio. I can't stand commercial radio. It's awful. It's like once you've tasted amateur audio like we do, you just can't go to commercial nonsense. It's awful. Awful. It's like pablum. You can't eat it anymore. And once you've had the caviar, you can't go to pablum.
Awful. What's your favorite song in the world? Make sure
I love that Prince song that he gave to Sinead O'Connor. That was her absolute pinnacle.
You want me to play that again?
Career.
Nothing compares to you.
I'll let you maybe in a minute, but
I'm gonna play it now. I just wanted to cue it up.
Yeah, cue it up. Do you think the internet? Yeah. You gotta laugh that. You gotta wonder because you just said that Fakeologist is a tiny speck in the whole spectrum of the internet, the speck of dust on a speck of dust. And when the people of Slave Book come off the Slave Book plantation and venture out into the rest of the internet, I wonder how many even know there's a rest of the internet. The people that are on Facebook, do they even realize that the internet came before Facebook, and there's so much more than just Facebook and all its crappy stuff, controlled crap. You got to wonder, because there's a whole generation of people that are born into Facebook and YouTube, and they don't even know there are things called websites out there that other people create.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand where you're going with that. And, and my wife, the first thing she does when she gets up in the morning, I mean, I love my wife, don't get me wrong, is just look at Facebook and
does she know there's other websites? Does she?
Of course she does. She certainly knows about fakeologist.com. And she knows to avoid that like the plague.
Does she not listen to Radio Rollo?
She's a funny little lady and she appreciates. She'd rather she listened to all the Prince stuff I played today on that one that you posted. Good. Yeah, so she enjoyed all of that. And we had a great day today.
Oh, she enjoyed your commentary in between songs. Good.
I can't even remember what I said. I remember I was very happy with Chris Kendall and
Jay Dyer.
Ron Adams and Jay Dyer's latest effort, and that was really good.
Jay Dyer is so well read. You know, if I was going to do it again, I would probably just study philosophy in school. I always thought that was.
You don't have to do it again. I mean, you're a young man, a relatively young man.
Well, I'm doing it now, right? I'm studying philosophy now.
Yeah.
Jay Dyer is teaching me. I might even join his site, $4.95 a month. I don't have time to listen to all his audio. I got just enough Jay Dyer because there's so many other people to listen to. I've queued up Chris Spivey. You ever heard of Chris? Is it Chris Spivey or Pivy? Chris Spivey, chrispivy.org or Spivey. I don't know. I got his audio queued up. I love new voices. I love discovering new guys to listen to, and I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. But he's talking about
what I like about your site is that you'll go and do that, and then I can listen to.
Give me 2 minutes.
You haven't been posting much.
Give me 2 minutes. Hold on.
All right, man. 2 minutes. All right. Let's. Let's play a tune then. If you want a tune, we need a Prince song. What was it?
Come on,
ladies. You're here for the audition.
Yes, I'm Diamond, and this is Pearl.
Pearl.
Yeah.
Sorry, bud. All right, what's that screaming? Oh my God! Is that music?
What the hell was that?
You stepping on somebody?
That was Prince. Get off! It's called. You're right.
I don't like every Prince song.
You're right, man.
Yeah,
it's your channel, and this is where people when they get a little bit cheeky with you. But the five hour effort we did the other week and the other month
we
actually.
Did? You and I, or you did on your own?
I don't know, me and you.
We did
it. And the boys from Scotland up there, and they got a little bit cheeky, I've heard you talk to people before when they get a little bit cheeky. You got to remember, this is my site.
Yeah, go get janky on your own site.
Yeah, exactly. Don't start.
Everyone can broadcast to YouTube live. Anyone can go do it themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And behave. And you can play the edges because fakeologist.com is playing the edges of, I mean, you're playing the extreme edges when it comes to mainstream media. I mean, 9/11, again, what you said the other day, it was a pity that the potty man didn't want to fucking talk about.
You know what? There was enough to talk about, believe me. What he is talking about is probably more important than PSYOPs, because there's only two things humans really have to do. They have to input and output. And if the output's not working properly, then there's going to be massive problems. And really, I'm fine that he didn't want to talk about it, because I'm trying to get my daughter to edit it and put it on YouTube. I'm trying to get her to do something useful, and I'm gonna get her to put the audio with as many squatting pictures as possible. I don't know why people need to watch YouTube to listen to an audio, but apparently if you put pictures and flash them in front of them as they're sitting watching YouTube, it's important. So I'm just going to lay the audio down and then put some pictures and then post it and see if anyone's interested, because I think his message was, it's just so important. It really is. And it's free. Hey, what's the cost of doing it? Zero, pretty much zero. Just get down and put a bowl on the floor, and you're going to be better off than using this damn British invention. No, as great as the British are, man, they screwed up a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I look at my my throne, yes, it says Royal Dalton. Royal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you know that, it is a throne.
How often, how often are you praying at that altar?
Should I take the camera into... And show you me squatting and watching a poop come out of my butthole?
Well, I'm not sure I want to see that. Can you get, I'll watch Freely doing it, but I'm not going to watch you.
She is cute, isn't she?
Yeah, I like her. She's so passionate.
Oh, she's cute. But if you actually, without a makeup on, she's actually a normal person.
Yes, she is.
She
has
a bit like Madonna.
Body.
When Madonna's...
No, she has an abnormal body. You can't put makeup on a body. Her body is very abnormal.
Yeah.
She's
a raw vegan. And
she has a rock hard body.
Yeah,
she's never
a raw
had children
vegan.
Either. Never had children either. That really messes things up for women. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah,
you can't.
She did that Durian Rider or whatever his name is, and. He looks rock hard as well. He cops.
Yes.
But he's, I spoke to him, a couple of times.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. By accident, actually. And,
did you run into him on your bike?
Go again?
Did you run into him on your bike? Were you biking away
He
just passed
online.
You going up a mountain?
Online, he just rang me on my phone. And,
How'd he get your number?
Yeah. I can't remember. This was years ago.
What did he want?
He wanted to talk to one of his friends. And I said, no. And he goes, oh.
What did he say? What was the conversation? Did he say, it's Freely there, please?
I wish I recorded it. I didn't record it, but
he was nice enough.
He was nice enough.
Freely wasn't hanging out with you. Was she in the treehouse?
He drives around in Ferrari, Lamborghinis and Ferrari. The guy's very well off.
What? He's well off?
Yeah,
why?
Yeah.
Why is he well off?
The guy's,
what does
the
he do?
The guy's well off.
Why?
And he flies all over the place. And
are you talking about
David
Durian
Wolf,
Ryder?
Durian Ryder. Do you know
guy
who
on
David
bike?
Wolf is?
Why is
David
Durian
Wolf.
Ryder well off? Tell me why. How does he make money?
I don't. I would imagine, again, I'm not best friends with the guy.
Yeah.
I'm not best friends with him, but, I just think, maybe he, just does well off, his videos.
Well, if anyone wants to know what we're talking about, just type in Durian Ryder, D-U-R-I-A-N, Ryder on YouTube.
Yeah.
Freely the Banana Girl, his alleged girlfriend, and that's who we're talking about. That's how I came to find Jonathan Isbitt at naturesplatform.com, and that is episode 155 of fakeologist.com. You know, sometimes we have to tell people what we're talking about. I know one thing I hate about audios is people talk about other people and other things as if we all know what they're talking about, and most of the time we don't. So if you like to look stuff up, you got to stop and pause for the listenership and tell them who the hell you're talking about. Right, Radio Rolo?
Absolutely correct.
What I like about you. You're always dropping fakeologist.com for those that tune in halfway through. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com. I'm Amberato, Fakeologist, with Radio Rolo star Rolo of Australia.
I was taught by... I can't remember his name. I think his name was Leo. And I'm 46 years old. And when I was doing community radio, I always got taught to say
Station ID.
To Bob FM.
Bob.
At the beginning, at the end.
Yeah. Well,
and
yeah,
so
because
to
people,
Bob FM, 101.3.
People would tune across their dial, right? As soon as people hear a commercial, they would tune away. They'd tune away and drop in on a frequency, and they might not know what they're listening to. So if you don't tell them what they're listening to, they might forget to come back. Yeah, you got to just keep telling. And now, can you imagine internet radios in your car? You have a million stations.
I think that would be the most fantastic thing ever, and everybody should be listening to Fakeologist.com in their car.
Well, Radio Rolo, do you ever listen to FakeologistRadio.com Radio 2, which is found at Fakeologist.com/Radio 2? Do you ever listen to Radio 2? We're like the BBC. We got three stations, 1, 2, and 3.
When I chill out sometimes on the evening, I do have CNN and Fox here on it. I listen to your radio station.
Fakeologist Radio 2 has all the audios, most of the audios that I've ripped from YouTube on there. And there's maybe about 20 audios that are circulating. So if you tuned in, you wouldn't probably hear a repeat.
Well, let me put it on now and just see what it's playing.
See what's there. See what it's playing.
Okay, well, give me a second.
Yeah, just go to fakeologist.com/radio2. Yeah,
that's where I'm going. I have to do some pretty fancy shit. Yeah, the thing that I don't do is I haven't used that virtual audio cable. So I tried it and I didn't like the audio levels and the fact that I didn't have control of the audio either. It went straight to air. Well, the fact that I have control. Like you have control too. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know why you don't think you have control. You do have control over it. The levels, I'm not too sure how easy that is to change. I think you can change the levels, but you have total control. All it does is tap right into your computer's audio. There is distortion on what you play. Not that much. It's not bad, but there is a little distortion because I think you're playing it from a speaker to a mic.
No, it's okay. It's actually going. It's a direct without going. When virtual audio cable comes into play, there's like you lose fidelity. I'm talking about when you. Crisp sound, and I know.
I don't think you do. I'm going to disagree there.
Okay, well, there you go. That's a good argument to have.
I'm not sure how you're piping your music into the stream. I'm not sure what you're doing, actually.
I'm just going to play Fakeologist Radio 2, and I'll do it at the same time. As talking to you, and I like doing it this way too, because then I can check if I disagree with something that I don't want to go to air.
Yeah.
I can. It's a bit of a control thing on my end, but I've tried. I've got another rig where I set up virtual audio cable, and I listen back to it. I listen to the way I do it now. It's a thousand times better. The audio is a thousand times better the way I'm doing it now. And so let me just I'll just click play. So there you go. You're listening to Fakeologist. So I can just do this.
So can you hear come this? Have a drink with me. And Daniel Craig goes, okay. And you and
sounds
Daniel
like Paul
Craig knows this guy's the murderer. Daniel Craig knows that he's the murderer. And you're going, don't go back in the house. You're not supposed to. This guy run. You know, this guy's a killer. Daniel Craig goes back in the house. Guy pulls a gun. Next thing you know, gasses him.
So they get.
I love that guy. That guy's smart.
You
That's
posted,
a great voice.
What was it? You posted on Fakeologist.
That's Paul. That's Paul. What's his name? His YouTube handle is Pockets of the Future. He's on YouTube if anyone wants to go find him. I post a lot of his stuff. He did a whole series on gaslighting, which I never understood until he really got into it. Gaslighting is a term named after a movie called Gaslight from the 40s. 1940s, that is, where a husband is torturing his wife by hiding things on her and telling her she lost them. And it's a form of psychological torture where you're telling someone they're crazy when you're screwing with them. And they named the term gaslighting after the title of the movie, because in the house there are lights that are powered by gas. You just light the lights. That's why a light's called a light, I guess. You light it with a match.
Yeah, yeah. Gaslighting is like, if you've watched Sherlock Holmes or the old sort of Victorian stuff.
Did you know what gaslighting was before this guy explained it? Did you understand it?
Not overly. I'm looking at Ask Value as a... can we go back to Prince? Do you want to go back to the Prince at all or not?
Let's go all over the place, because one thing I notice about radio that I do like sometimes is when a topic gets boring and the guy changes the subject, all the people that are bored suddenly perk up and start listening because they think maybe it'll go to something interesting now. You know what I mean?
But on the flip side,
if someone's really interested in what you're talking about and you switch subjects, they get pissed. Well, I want you to talk more about gaslighting.
I listened back to something. And Ian, Uninstall Media, we're going to talk about lovely subject of War of the Worlds.
Yeah, but then they got distracted,
radio.
Right?
Huh?
But then they got distracted and went on to some other topic.
Yeah, no, he got cut off.
Oh.
And then we started talking about Hillary and Donald Trump. But the War of the Worlds thing, you know, when they started shooting up their water tower or something, they didn't, people that started, and people died that night in 1938 or something, that didn't think to just change their channel.
I get mixed up between H.G. Wells and Aldous Huxley. Which one wrote War of the Worlds? Which one was it? I get mixed up.
War of the Worlds was done by fellow, the Rosebud.
No, but who wrote the thing? Is it H.G. Wells?
I don't know. I think it was H.G. Wells was a time guy.
Which one between the two of them, H.G. Wells or Aldous Huxley, died on the same day as Kennedy was allegedly killed?
Don't know any of that sort of stuff.
Somebody mentioned that earlier on a podcast.
Yeah. I don't have those accurate details, but the fellow who did War of the Worlds, and it was done as a stage play on radio, and it was very realistic at the time. And James Cameron did a I don't know what your thoughts on James Cameron is. I know he works for NASA.
James Cameron works for the establishment. There's no doubt about that. Oh, my gardens. Oh, my gardens.
And,
everyone works for the military in the United States. I'm convinced of that, indirectly or directly. And the ex – did you hear on Gnostic Media – I posted on fakeologist.com. The guy who allegedly – I guess he's an Aussie or a Kiwi, but probably an Aussie.
Say Aussie as in with Z.
Aussie. Oh, it's Aussie as in ZZ Top or ZZ Top. Yeah. Aussie. I guess he's an Aussie. Not an Aussie? Yeah. It's not Aussie, it's Aussie?
Aussie, yep.
Aussie, okay. I think his name is Steve Outram. I actually forgot to stare at his name and commit it to memory. But he was on with Jan Irving of Gnostic Media. And man, he was talking about Burning Man, which is, I never heard of the term ever before this audio. He was talking about how the military-industrial Hollywood complex is set up, even up until today. I had no idea that the Pentagon was among the top five landowners in the entire world, and he was going through the list. Oh my! What a great! And he did a PowerPoint presentation that he posted. You can download the presentation and look at it closely yourself. Fascinating! One of the most incredible audios I've ever listened to. And I posted on Fakeologist at fakeologist.com.
That's the way. And look, and why not? The
Did
Pentagon.
You hear
that? These people are frightened little children. They're in that little flat little building that got hit by a pretend plane that day.
Yeah.
And they're frightened little children, and they know because they're they say that they're the most powerful. They say that they're the most don't mess with us. Donald Rumsfeld and you know that lunatic when he was running the show supposedly. No, those silly parrots, and that's all they are. They look like parrots. Those generals with their silly colored bits of stuff on their uniforms. They are scared little boys. That's what they are. And they think they have power, but they have no power. It's a house of cards. And they need to know that the world is not a chain of command. The world is people, real people. And I am a conscientious objector. I absolutely refute war. I think war is just disgusting, and it's for filth pigs. And anyone who's in the Pentagon, who works in the Pentagon, wake up to yourself. You are part of the filth pig establishment. You are part of the problem. Stop being part of the problem and stop being a part of the solution.
Well,
okay.
Maybe they don't think it's a problem.
That's my little rant.
Well.
Oh, what?
212. Maybe they don't think it's a problem, all right? Those people that are doing it. I said maybe they don't think it's a problem. The people that are doing it, it's a business.
I'm saying war is a thing of the past. War is a disgusting, depraved people who are dropping bombs on people that they don't even know or shooting. Try shoot a gun at someone. It's just this filthy. It's despicable. It's disgusting.
How much of war today is a simulation?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I told you, Ab, I watched CNN and Fox. Why They Hate Us is the new CNN show.
That's
us.
A show?
It's called Why They Hate Us. It's
and
the new CNN thing
wrong.
Where they are talking about radicalized Muslims and why they hate us. And it's crap.
Oh, who's hosting that garbage? Wow, that's tasty.
You can look it up. I don't know who's hosting it. And I'm not huge. Maybe it's Rosemary Church. I mean,
is it somebody with
she's
nice
a little
cans
beauty.
And nice cans and bare legs?
Yep.
Perfect.
She's a cutie. She used to be down here in Australia. She's had a lot of facial like Greta Van Susteren, facial work.
No, we need on fakeologist.com. Every day we need to do 2 minutes of hate from 1984. Hate for the media. What do you think? We need a 2 minutes of hate.
Yeah,
remember that from 1984?
This is not hate speech. Only hate on the media.
We hate the media.
I don't hate anyone in particular, but the whole idea of Rupert Murdoch's News Limited.
I did something terrible for my in-laws yesterday.
What'd you do?
Their cable box was out, and they couldn't fix it. So they asked me to fix it. I had to reset it. And then I asked them, I said, how much Fox News do you guys watch every day? Because when we go over there to talk, I don't bring up Fakeology. I went over yesterday. And they said, can you help? Actually, they asked us to come over to fix their cable box because it was out. I said, if I fix it, what will you be watching? They watch 2 hours a day of Fox News. That is like eating poison every day. And they're just fully subscribed to Bill O'Reilly. Just, did I do the wrong thing by fixing the cable box? I should have thrown it out the window.
Well, I watch Bill O'Reilly and I watch Anderson Cooper, and they are always on at the same time. It's so funny that CNN will put Bill and Anderson on exactly the same time. So it makes it tricky because obviously they're the biggest, they're most lucrative earners.
Media wars.
Yeah. So you get Justin Janine on Sunday, once a Sunday. But when Anderson and Bill are going at each other, he's always saying that he has these massive amounts of viewers, and Cooper, you know, is...
You gotta believe that these numbers are probably, they probably affect an extra zero. They have probably add a zero at the end to all their numbers. I think that's very important. Promotion and propaganda and lying is important in every aspect of the media. So you have to know that their numbers have gotta be way off. They're way off. Way off. They're way too high. Way too high, because I think if you were told that their viewership is 0.6 million, it actually helps them to lie, because then you think you're missing something. If I told you there's only 2,600 people watching Bill O'Reilly every night, I don't think you'd watch. You think, why bother? No one else is. You know, we are sheep. We are followers. We want to be led. It's a human condition. It's a human trait. There's no way around it. And the people that control us know these things, and they take advantage of it.
They always have the same sort of guests on as well. They have this Karl Rove, this mound of blubber. Disgusting Karl Rove. I don't know who he is, but they always have him on there. And this Krakenhauer, I don't know who he is either. Bolton. Some Bolton guy who was Secretary of State or something. It's this horrible mustache. Disgusting, horrible human beings. And all they, like, Secretary of State is apparently Hillary Clinton was. And I call it the Secretary of Hate, because all she did when she was Secretary of Hate, State, let's fucking bomb Iran, which is basically licking the ass of Netanyahu, Israel, which is what both of the candidates are doing. The two that are going to get it, or going to go against one another. Who remembers Barack Obama coming into power and saying change, change? What change have we seen in the last 8 years? It's been business as goddamn usual.
Always will be. It always will be. People can be fooled once every 4 years. You think if they had an election every year and said change, people would catch on? Probably not.
Bernie Sanders is now trying to do the, real change. All right, Bernie.
We had fake change. Now we need real change.
When every time Bernie opens his mouth, I mean, he sounds like a Jew, but he does say nice stuff. Anything but Hillary. Hillary Clinton is the worst.
Getting caught up in it. You're getting caught up.
I think she is even if her husband is just this, like, philandering,
her husband is going to keel over. Who cares about that?
She's married to him like still. She's married to him still.
She's married only in the media, officially. He looks like he's ready to keel over. He really looks and sounds very poor.
He did actually go vegetarian or something,
allegedly he changed his diet. Yeah, I heard about that. I can't remember what he did. I'm watching so many different guys talk about food. I get mixed up who's talking about what. I do get mixed up by the different doctors. The one guy that was have you seen on YouTube the vegan couple? The vegan couple, I think they're Australian.
I've seen them, yeah. They're pretty, pretty, pretty little things.
Yeah, they were talking about, they did a clip, I think, from a doctor who's saying you shouldn't take any oil in. No oil, not even olive oil. He's going on about how that's terrible for you. No oil. That was the 3-minute speech he gave. No oil, no oil. Vegetable oil, canola oil, olive oil, no oil. Oh, man. What can we eat? What's left? Banana?
Yeah. In my humble opinion, yes. Try and if you're gonna eat animal products, try and know where they come from.
Not an animal product.
Certainly
it's
not
from a tree.
Not processed. Not sausages. Don't eat sausages or frankfurters or hot dogs or whatever you call them. That stuff is it's worse than dog food. And I've got a dog now. My dog won't even fucking eat that shit. It'll turn its nose up and say, "No, I'm not fucking eating that. That's shit." Only humans will eat frankfurters or hot dogs or whatever you call them over there. Because that's why you got to put mustard or ketchup on them to so you can actually down the damn things. yeah, sure. I mean, take the taste away.
All right. Did you listen to that? Let's get back to my. Gnostic Media. Did you listen to that audio?
No, I haven't.
Burning
so
Man.
Me.
Okay. Have you heard of Burning Man?
No. How much time you got? And how long does is the audio go for?
Well, it's a standard audio, an hour or two. It's worth listening to. Really, it is. I think you might like it. It's just it's about the people that bring us our technology. All the technology is driven by the military. They're the ones with all the money, so it stands to reason that they fund all the companies. And I think it's the one thing I thought was a fascinating idea is, you know, all the smartphones have voice commands now where you can talk into them and get them to – are you aware of that? The smartphones. You can tell them to look stuff up. You can tell them to make a call, read an email, write an email. Are you aware of that?
No,
you don't have a smartphone?
I don't have. I'm just looking at Prince's suspicious death. Is your top post?
It is.
Your now Prince post is cracking it up.
Well, I'm getting a lot of opposition to the idea. They say I just read a post from Nemesis, and he was saying that we have no proof that Prince is not dead, and well, we also have no proof that he isn't dead, or he is dead rather. And, of course, the whole nature of fakeologists is speculation. I'm just giving you the cynic's view of the media because
should I read what Nemesis says? Not every artist in the entertainment industry has to be a creation.
We know that, though. Of course, not every star in the galaxy is the same as the other. We get it. Not everyone on the internet thinks the same way. We are saying, in general, the highly promoted artists don't even own their own name. They have to sell their name, their entity, to get promoted. Why is that so hard to believe? How many inventors own their own invention?
Even Tommy Dalfra's guy.
Listen, if you invent something, do you think you are going to own the company that makes all the money from that invention? Do you think at any point you're going to have to give it up so someone can take it? Even the guy that started McDonald's, I don't think ended up running McDonald's. Because eventually the corporate business professional technocrats have to take over to take it to the next level.
Yep. I saw that film too, the McDonald's brothers.
Doesn't that make
sense? That's a horrible film to watch, actually.
I never watched it.
Divided everybody up, and so all you have to do is go squirt, 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 squirt.
What's the movie called?
It's about McDonald's and how their business practices, how they got rid of all the forks and knives and basically they sort of said, "Hey, okay, this is what your job is. Your job is to put the sauce. Your job is to flip the burgers." And then, when you finish flipping the burgers, it's someone else's job. And then they go squirt, 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 squirt.
Oh, you're talking about the assembly line of hamburgers.
The assembly line making of a Big Mac.
Okay. Well, what I'm talking about is just, of course, not all artists are promoted, created. We get that. There's talent everywhere. I'm talking about the talent that goes to the top. How do you get to the top? Is it natural? Or is it controlled?
Well, are you talking about the big Uber sort of CEO who runs, I don't know, all the big companies. I think
I'm talking about how it's a
club. Yeah, it's a club.
But yeah, you can't get to the top unless you're pulled to the top. You don't rise to the top. Yeah. You're pulled to the top.
Well, in Australia, Ab, we have and they're resisting, although they're trying to bust it up, is the wharfies, the guys that work on the wharfs, and they're a tough bunch, and
that have to do with music.
No, not music. I'm just talking about with what happened in 1998, let's go back to music. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Read Nemesis Post. I got to step out for a sec.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, do you? Oh, yeah. All right.
I'm going to take a break from
that. Nemesis wrote, not every artist in the entertainment industry has to be a creation. It is not hard to understand that there are genuinely talented artists already out there who could be used either way. ?
Yeah.
Did I read that right? Prince was already playing locally, writing his stuff from a young age, before signing to Warner's. You could probably read this better than I can. My eyesight.
I probably could, but you read it. I just got to step.
Most performance back in the day. What part of his entity did they control? He was allowed to write, produce, and play all the instruments and most of his stuff, and had a lot to say in what was released. So again, I'm not even sure what he's replying to here. As for the name change, to say it was publicity son is nonsense. He's legally named Prince, so he used a symbol to get out of the contract, which is what I'm pretty sure. Yeah, was pretty much his own boss after that. As if artists would try and control their own creation, he hasn't gone through the similar things. Oh man, everything's gone crazy here. And yeah, so I can see where he's going with this.
Where's he going with it?
Most artists get screwed over by companies. How many artists even get around to claiming their masters back, or even live long enough?
Well, how do we
decision by who? Warners? The mob? Otherwise, it's just too easy to write these things off as hoaxes, fake events.
Well, Nemesis isn't obviously following the Fakeologist program very closely. We post all kinds of material from other people, not me, that discuss how the CIA intelligence agencies create and control culture. This is a big entity. We're not talking about the mob or some guy who's the head of a music business. The money involved in controlling culture is military. This is the military, people. Hello. This is no small entity. And the military through all its agencies. So it's a big thing. It's not one guy. You're not going to have your Larry Silverstein to point at. It's a whole industry we're talking about.
I knew you were going to say that.
This is not one guy. This is not one token court Jew that they put in front of you to make it easy just to concentrate your hate and miss the whole point. As usual, everyone always misses the big picture because they see one tree in front of them and they see that the tree is right there and that's all they can focus on. Because again, this is another human trait. People want things boiled down to super simplicity. And when they're given it handed to them, a very simple explanation, they accept it. They don't understand the nature of the military and how big these entities are that control your mind, your culture, your everything, your talking points, your food, your medicine. It's all very carefully controlled from a very high level. It's herd management. You can't go to school to learn herd management. Teach herd management.
Can I just say it's enough to make anyone go crazy? I need to go and refill my glass. Can I play a tune and will you be on the other side?
Go ahead. Yeah. Meet you on the other side. Go.
Yeah, meet you on the other side. Okay, here we go. Fakeologist.com. Let's go crazy.
Dearly beloved, we have gathered here today to get through this thing called life. It's a year of the word of life, it's a great spread. Take a deep breath. At least you got friends. I call my old lady. Oh, friendly word. Duck phone, jumping on the floor. That's all I heard. I'm gonna let the elevator break.
Five foot two pocket rocket. I don't even know if this is going right on the right levels because I'm.
That's not bad.
I think Ab caught me on the hop and sorry, Ab, you caught me on the hop there and that was Prince. Let's go crazy. Was that coming through okay for you?
I was okay. It was good. Okay. That's one of the songs I like. I like that one.
Yeah, I'm echoing now. I normally go through my desk, but you got me on the hop, so I'm trying to wing it tonight. But that's okay.
All right, well, it's just nice
to talk to you.
Nice chatting with you, Rollo.
Fakeologist.com. I wish
Radio
Tommy Dalbra. Tommy Dalbra was here right now because
I wish Tommy would come in. I tried to connect with him last night, but I think he hits the town. He hits the circuit at night in jolly old Cambridge, and the timing didn't work out. His day is my night and all that. Your night is my day. Our schedules don't match much, but we try. It's early in the morning here on a Sunday. It is 4:24.
No, I certainly, again, I don't mean to cut you off, but you and Tommy Dalbra talk about Prince and maybe what his legacy is when it comes to music, and then maybe the all the stuff that immediately Felix posted something that I would not have posted is the fake death thing, but you kind of alluded to it that it might not be real.
Something occurred to me the other day. And as we discuss how these stars are are totally manipulated, and they're used as vehicles. They're like newsprint. They're used to promote different cultural ideas. Well, mainly cultural disruption, I think, right? I think the basis of the base of
are,
the
are
basis,
you talking like that Miley little horrible?
I'm talking about, well, actually, I was thinking about Elton John for a while because Elton John, I like his music and I like his stuff. And it came to me, I was wondering, do you think he is, like, I don't think you are a homosexual. I think you behave in a homosexual way. I think sexual conduct is a behavior, and it's and obviously we have sex to reproduce. That's why we're here. Otherwise, the whole society would collapse if that stopped. But I was wondering if you think that Elton John was told to behave as a homosexual to promote homosexuality, which of course is part of the culture destruction idea that I think Pockets of the Future is always talking about with the transgender and whatnot. It's basically trying to disrupt family unit, the idea of normalcy, and I'm just curious if you think he's actually acting that whole thing out, or do you think he actually is behaving on his own accord in a homosexual way? What do you think?
My internet's playing up. I wanted to play Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, but
good song.
When he came down to Australia and tried to get married, 1985, I think it was, and
he came there to do that.
Yeah,
I thought he came here
and
to do
got
that.
Married. Got married to a woman in Australia.
Oh, okay,
he is he's a fucked up, messed up with his especially back then.
But is he really? This is what I'm asking you. Is he really doing it? Is there any way to know?
Sleeping with the man, I wouldn't know.
But look, isn't it worth questioning, though, is my point.
Well,
is it worth questioning? That is
The guy's a fag. There's no doubt about it. He's a fag.
Why is there no doubt?
Well,
I don't know.
There's just too much info out there that just says the guy's a fag. And,
I don't know.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
As long as he keeps his... Now, why do you say nothing's wrong with that, by the way? Are you told to say that? Are you programmed to say that?
In respect to he...
Is that an act?
Leaves more rampant toddy for us real men.
No. That's the argument. Yeah, that's the... Again, are these thoughts your own about homosexuality, or are these given to you? These talking points.
I've slept with men. I've done
right.
it.
Okay.
There you go. I mean, but am I a fag? No, I'm not.
You're out now.
Well, you could say I'm out.
All right,
I'm
ladies
and
gentlemen, this program is over now. I've had enough.
There you go.
Anyway, my... I was way young.
I'm talking about 30 years ago. I'm like, what am I, 46 now? I mean, who
I'm
made
just
my
wondering
teens?
If Elton John,
I slipped. Hey,
cultural disruption is there on purpose. That's all.
Listen to me. I slept with plenty of lesbians too.
All right. Well, yeah. They're not lesbians if they slept with you, are they? They're not.
Well,
they're not exclusive.
So that means, you see what I mean?
That would be a bisexual. Somebody who doesn't.
No, it's just stuff you do when you're basically a child.
Okay,
that's
stuff you did, not what everyone does. Sorry.
Well, I was
don't,
in a
don't,
different...
Don't say it as if it's a common thing, because I don't think it's true.
But when I went to Sydney, I left Newcastle here, where I went to Sydney, and I was just like, welcome to the jungle. You remember that tune by and Welcome to the Jungle, and that's what it was, and basically
to entertain the thought that these singers, these culture creators, they're put there and they're given social themes to push, whether they like it or not. It's part of the deal.
I agree with
Elton John. Elton John is an old guy that's been around a long time. I don't know. I think his music speaks for itself, whether he wrote it or not. Well, he didn't write the lyrics. That is officially admitted to. Whether that's true, who knows? But I don't want to get too far down the path of we know nothing. But you got to understand that these are entities that are created to push ideas because people follow them. This is my point. I got more traffic yesterday about people looking into John Lennon, who's been off the scene for a long time now, 36 goddamn years. And more traffic comes to my site because people want to know about some movie and some guy in a movie with him a long, long time ago. So how come there's so much interest to this day? People are just consumed with these musicians. And I like good music, don't get me wrong, but I don't care what they have to say. I really don't. I'm attracted to their music for whatever reason, whatever is inserted into the music that makes the human brain follow it. I don't care a whiff about what they do or what they say, but everyone else does, and they're used as agents, as agents to of change and social ideas and constructs. They are used like newsprint is used to put words on it to influence people. That's what these singers are. Okay, and every newspaper expires, its useful life disappears. So if the Prince vehicle has outlived its usefulness, then it's better, more valuable dead than alive. And I think that's been proven over and over again by Elvis, by Sinatra, by Queen. Queen's definitely more popular dead than alive. And even though they're still sort of out there, the front man who got all the attention is allegedly gone. This is how it works, people.
Yeah,
I know.
I just wish you'd gone and seen Dave. Dave Gilmore, he needed you there. I would have paid. I would have paid for you to $200 for you to go and see Dave. I bet he was awesome.
Well, you know what? If somebody filmed it, hopefully he recorded it properly. I don't mind watching that. That's a great way to watch a concert.
Good point. Ask Errol C, because he would definitely have been there. And
well, if David Gilmour is on tour, I'm certain one of his shows has got to be recorded. That's where the money is, right?
Well, as you say, there's no money in sort of CDs. I mean, does anyone know what CDs are anymore, or DVDs even? Everything's gone. On the stream now. And,
everything's on the cloud.
Dave Gilmore, $200 a seat. How big was the stadium for $200 a seat? Is it massive?
Oh, maybe 15,000. They can't use. It's in a hockey arena. They can't use the whole arena. Obviously, you have to have the stage at one end. So
maybe 15,000, $200 a seat. That's a big number.
Yeah. Well, they got to make a million. They got to they got to probably pay him at least $1 million for the night. Production.
It was just him on his own. He wasn't with Nick Mason.
I don't know. Ask Errol C. He knows. I just saw a clip of it on YouTube there.
Dave on his own. I haven't looked it up.
Well, he does all the Pink Floyd songs, so maybe he drags a couple of.
Of course. What's your favorite Pink Floyd's tune?
Well, just too many.
You have one?
I know what it is, and it's not the ones they played to death, like Money. I can't stand that song anymore. They killed that one.
Okay, that's fine.
You know how if you overplay a song, it just kills it, eh?
Oh, sure.
Can you ever kill a song on the radio?
They do it all the time on advertisements. We have a thing called Kmart down here.
They have it everywhere.
There's a lovely tune called Counting the Beat. In 1982. Dun, 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 counting the beat, 3, 4, 5. And killed it for me. Killed it. Song's dead now for me, which is sad. But, do you have a favorite Pink Floyd one or obscure? Because I just need to go and get another drink. And if you're keen to chat longer, I'll play it. Anything at all.
Did you say, do I have a favorite Pink Floyd song? Let me think.
Okay.
Well, the one he closed out his concert with, I think, was Comfortably Numb. That's a great one.
It is. It is a fabulous tune. It's like absolutely one of my favorites.
That's as good as they get.
I almost left you then because my internet's playing up. I was going to play Welcome to the Machine.
That's a good one, too. That's really long, too. They're all long. And what about the significance? I know you don't like to talk about Flat Earth, but what about the significance of the greatest selling album allegedly, of all times, Dark Side of the Moon.
Yes.
Did you ever give it any thought about the Dark Side of the Moon? Because I know when I was taught in our so-called education system, nobody ever talked about the moon or the dark side of the moon, or I didn't even understand this thing. I didn't even realize that we only see one side of the moon. Did anyone ever officially tell you?
No, the dark side of the moon is, I think, is even simpler than that. It's like the dark side of the moon is like, they knew that the moon landings were a hoax, a fraud, whatever you want to call it.
And that's just it.
And of course, the first song's Money on
Roger
the...
Roger Waters?
Roger Waters is...
very smart.
A way better singer than Dave Gilmour. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Roger Waters is... you listen to him sing. Dave Gilmour is... Like, he's a good guitarist, but he's no Sidney Barrett. Sid Barrett.
Sid Barrett is long gone.
I mean, he,
let's ask the question. Let's answer. Well, maybe you can answer the question. Were you ever taught that we only saw or we only ever see one side of the moon? Was that ever in the curriculum?
It's a question. Look, I can't answer it.
Well, you went to school. You can answer it.
Look,
did anyone officially tell you why?
Spin.
No, but were you ever? Was it ever explained to you?
Never.
It was never explained to me either. Why not? That would be a listen. What's more basic than the biggest thing in the sky every day? The two biggest things in the sky. One you can't look at in the day; it's too bright and burn your eyeballs out. The other you can. You can stare at the moon all day and all night long if you want. I'm looking at the moon right now. It's high in the sky. It's going to be brightened out in a minute as soon as the sun comes up a little higher. Why weren't we told about it? Why is that not official? Why is that not part of the curriculum? That's pretty interesting stuff. That's very relevant.
There's something big going on, Ab. And there's some secret. It sounds conspiratorial, but I think you're right. There's some. I look at the when the moon is in a what's it called a smiley face, and how does that make any sense if that's like a sun like sort of just doesn't make any sense.
Now the moon and the sun are in the sky right now. The moon is on one side of the sky. They're both.
Yep.
The sun is now coming up. The sun just came up over the horizon as we're speaking here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. The moon is about 40 degrees off the horizon on the other side of the hemisphere, right? Like if you look at the sky, it looks like a hemisphere, right? It looks like a dome. I can't tell if it obviously goes from horizon to horizon. They're both in the sky at the same time, okay? Now, there's a little piece of the moon missing. There's a little shadow on the edge that's missing. Okay, I don't know why. I don't understand all that.
Do you want me to go outside and see if I can see it? Because that would be impossible, right?
I don't know if it's impossible. I don't know.
Well, look,
outside.
If I can see it, we're in Canada, right? And I'm supposed to be in Australia, which is pretty much directly opposite.
Well,
if I can see the moon and you can see the moon now...
Yeah,
if I go outside, you can see the moon now, right?
I'm looking right at the moon right now. It's 40 degrees.
Okay, well,
it might be 40 degrees off the horizon.
I don't have a tablet, everything's
hooked
up here to my desk.
Just walk away from the mic, then come back. I'll wait.
All right, I'm going to go and see if I can see the moon. All right, give me a second.
Don't fall.
Yes.
Yeah, is it there?
I can see it. I'm going to grab my smartphone. Right now that I can see it. It's up and to the left, and it's
is there a little piece a little shadow on the moon? Was there
how
a little
is that
piece?
Possible that you can see it and I can see it?
Well, they
how
say it's far enough out that we can both see it.
That's impossible if it's a globe.
Well,
it's impossible. Australia's supposed to be down here, and you are up there.
Right.
I'm not a flat earther or whatever. I'm just saying that I can see the moon right now, and
I'll tell you what you are. You're a baller skeptic. You're skeptical about the globe.
Certainly, look, planes hit buildings and buildings just fell down in their own footprints.
Right.
That's what I'm a skeptic of, and that's the biggest load of bullshit. And if we allow the powers that be and everyone who uses 9/11 for a political gain, oh, they're out to get us or whatever, the fear mongers that use 9/11 every time I hear 9/11, and
well,
that's the reason I like you, and you pretty much keep your website and your discussions 9/11 centric, and i.e. no planes, no planes hit buildings. The buildings could possibly
have been hollow. Well, I just put a post on 9/11 up this morning. Russian Vids keeps talking about it, but he's not.
Good, good on him.
Russian Vids is not telling the whole story. He is not telling everyone that the footage of the towers collapsing is not verifiable. He is analyzing it as if it was real. So he's missing the point again. The point is the media that you rely on all your information cannot be trusted. Therefore, the footage they show of the towers collapsing cannot be authenticated. So you're analyzing a movie. You're discussing Independence Day. You're discussing special effects. That's what you're looking at. Now, as I have posted many times, CDI, Controlled Demolition Incorporated of Phoenix, Maryland, great name for a city. They have...
Be right back. Be right back.
They post all their videos of their demolitions, and they set up probably about 6 or 10 cameras from every angle, and they replay the demolition from every angle, presumably so they can see how well they did with the demolition, see how it went from every side. So the only people that would probably have ever witnessed on video the controlled demolition of the Twin Towers would be CDI. And no one in the public has ever seen that footage. I am sure of that. Very sure of that. So sadly, Russian Vids has not discussed that. Back.
Back on.
I'll remind everybody. I'll remind everyone that because I am very interested in nature of the earth, discussions about the moon, the stars, the sun, the earth, which is an anagram for heart, I created a separate sub-blog called flatearth.fakeologist.com because too many people were not interested in the flat earth that are interested in media fakery. And I do admit that they're two subjects. They are totally related. They are totally intertwined. However, one topic can overwhelm the blog, so it just seemed more sensible to split them off. So those that don't want to talk about the nature of what we live on don't have to look at it. So everything that I talk about related to Flat Earth, including the people I listen to, like Eric Duvet, mainly reads from Samuel Rowbottom's book that's 150 years old, which is fine. People probably don't even know where to find the book, so he's basically just reading it and discussing it. You can go to flatearth.fakeologist.com, where your user login will work for that, as it does on Fakeologist. You can read the stuff, listen to comments. One of the smarter people that has been talking about it lately from Toronto is named Paul Sandu. He just did a really interesting discussion on the size of the sun, how there's no way the sun is a... I think he said the official story is the sun can fit 109 million Earths in its volume. Now, there's that damn number again, 1 and 9. 109 million Earths fit into the volume of the sun, which is incredibly ridiculous to consider. But he says, how can something so big affect the Earth in so many different ways? How can the two ends of the earth, the two pole caps, be frozen and the middle be burning hot if that thing is so far away? That doesn't make any sense at all. And I agree with him. It makes no sense. And he's saying the sun is way smaller. So if the sun is near one part of the bigger earth, then it's going to scorch it, which it does in many of the equatorial regions. And it's going to not reach the ends of the earth, and they're going to be damn cold. And one side of the earth the outer ring, if you believe in the flat earth, is permanently frozen. It never gets above zero. As a matter of fact, it's substantially below zero most of the time. Whereas the other
Do you mind if I cut in?
No.
Oh. Okay, then. Keep going.
I don't mind.
Oh. All I was going to say is you got to get out more. And I mean, get out
where?
More. I mean, you need to.
I am out.
You need to travel more. I mean, the land of the midnight sun up there, and have you seen the film? Yeah, the sun goes barely down.
Look, the sun doesn't
the
set
whole idea,
on the north.
Look, this
pole,
whole idea.
Say something reasonable.
You had your rant. Let me have a little rant.
Go ahead. Say something reasonable that I can grab on.
Well,
and go.
All I'm saying is, look, there are more important things going on this planet than whether the goddamn Earth is round or spherical or a flat plane. The more important things are people like a country's like the Queen just turned 90, right? Yeah, that German scumbag just turned 90, and everybody's waving the Union Jack and going,
Well, Niagara
we
Falls turned purple for her. Niagara Falls turned purple that day.
And I'm there going, because I am an expat. I'm an expat Brit.
You live on the Queensland right now. Don't even start with me.
No, I'm in New South Wales.
You live on the Queensland. She owns Australia, all of it.
Well, she might think it's like when I look at Trump Tower. I own that. It's like I say I own that. She might think she owns this place, but I think that they've been living as high on the hog for too goddamn
world
long.
In the legal structure that you function in, and
mow the lawn, do a decent day's work.
She does a lot of waving. In the legal structure that you live on, it is officially known that you live on her land right now. So you're squatting right now, unless you pay your taxes. It ends up going.
She is a freeloader. She is freeloaded for 90 years. She has freeloaded for 90 years. By your consent. And
she's
that's
there
because she was
there.
Grandfathered in by her mother and her grandfather and then and all those people. I don't care that Shakespeare had his birthday as well, and they're all they're big into Shakespeare at the moment. And look, good.
They
good
changed
night,
the Googles
Brit.
For Shakespeare, didn't they? They changed the Google page.
Yeah, yep, exactly. Yep. So, look, I'm just saying that I find her abhorrent. I find her children abhorrent. I find her grandchildren abhorrent. I don't care how good the pictures look. And, and she loves her corgis. And, isn't she a real person? She's not a real person. She is a disgusting, despicable freeloader. A freeloader who hasn't done a day's work in her life and thinks that she has some power over me. I would not walk backwards or to leave the room. You have to. That's what you're told if you meet the Queen. You have to walk backwards. Frontwards in and backwards out. No fucking way. I think the monarchy is the most disgusting, despicable. Why we have wars? They're fucking Germans, remember? They're fucking Germans. They're not even fucking British. They changed their names. They're fucking Germans, and that's despicable. But they're Battenbergs, and they changed it to Windsor. Because even the dumbest of dumb people were working that shit out in the 40s. Why the fuck didn't they bomb Buckingham Palace? The Germans, the Luftwaffe. Because they're all in on it. Yeah. It's just me having a rant. I just don't like being lied to, and they're liars.
Are you saying you don't like the Queen?
She's a liar. She's a disgusting, like the boy that got married just recently or fairly recently and had a child. They bred her to have a child.
You don't know that. You don't even know if she had the child.
It might have been hacked. It didn't look like she did. Whatever her name is.
Listen, if you got all the money, you're going to eat the best food. You're going to have the best medicine. We don't have access to this stuff. So we don't know.
Yeah, but why should they, on the back of the hardworking people that do the real work?
Because obviously everybody agrees to it. Everyone's agreeing to it. There's not enough of you not agreeing to it, is there?
Yeah, obviously not.
My wife loves the Queen.
Why?
I don't know. Because she's trained to, I suppose.
There you go. Look, my wife says to me, don't ever talk about flat Earth again. And of course, I said,
you're
all
talking.
Right.
All you're doing is questioning the ball. You're not pronouncing it flat.
I can see the goddamn moon, Ab, and you said you can see it too.
I do. It's,
you can see it right now.
Let me look.
I can see it.
Let me look.
How
can't
is that
see
possible
it.
If it were on a ball?
Where is that damn thing? It's moved now. I don't know where it moved to. I have to get out and look.
Like, seriously, where's my smartphone? I did it when I was in New Zealand. I showed you where the sun was, and it didn't make any sense where it was. It doesn't make any sense. Like, apparently where Australia is on the ball, like, we're down under, and there you are up at the top there. There's no way that I can see the moon and you can see the moon now at the same time.
Well, I you know, I don't know the official explanation of why they say we
But you can see the moon now, right?
Yes.
Right now. This is real time. So it's 8:56 p.m. on Eastern Australian time. And what time is it there?
6:56 Eastern. 6:56 in the a.m. here.
Yeah, in the a.m. there. And you can see the moon. You can see the moon.
People want to join us. How do they join us on this call?
All they have to do is download TeamSpeak and type in fake.
Where are the instructions for joining? Where can they go on the website?
Oh, fakeologist.com. But fakeologist.ddns.net. All they have to type in.
You're getting too complicated. Go to fakeologist.com/audio chat or go to the main page and go to the top and look for the word audio chat and click on it. Follow the instructions. And you too can talk to Rollo and myself.
Oh. Yeah,
unless you don't want
to. We'll be friendly too. It might sound like that I'm cranky. I think I might put people off sometimes when I'm a little bit. I do the cranky thing.
You're a puffball. You wouldn't step on a fly.
And look, you're the man when it comes to when people.
I am a man.
Get a little bit fired up, you kind of say, then you just say, look, you got to remember where you are. You're on fakeologist.com. Yeah, just be kind. You can be.
I like good audio. There. I like good sounds. I like good radio. I like music.
No. When people get a little bit fired up with you, and I've heard it before, and then you just say, look, you got to remember where you are. You just don't shit in your own house. No one shits in their own house.
Well, they
don't have that squatty potty, whatever it was. But, I've talked to you now for 4 years now, Ab.
I know.
And
we're almost old friends now.
Yeah, absolutely. And
many people have come and gone, haven't they?
Absolutely. Yep.
Why do people come and go in our lives? Why? What? That's a good topic. Why are you still around and others not?
I do still travel and go and do other things.
But why are you still on the website?
The reason, I tell you why I like it is one, the original chat that you had with the Shack, and I've never forgot that. I thought 9/11 was the biggest, horriblest, lie, disgusting, pig, nasty shit joke, and everything in Australia changed after that. Everything.
Australia. Everybody so far away from New York. It's so far away. It's so far away. Why did Australia change? It's so far away. It couldn't be any farther away.
No, because John Howard. Little John Howard went, well, I've got my tongue so fucked up. I'm fucking George W. Bush's asshole. And laws got changed and enacted. And people are frightened to talk to one another now. Or even look in each other's eye. Something happened when 9/11 happened. Something happened where it was an easygoing, everyone was having a good time. Chilling out, not a problem. When 9/11 happened, it was this, something happened and you didn't feel the immediate ramifications of it. But it was like about 3 or 4 years later, and then suddenly everybody was like, oh, you're a terrorist or you're a pedophile or this, that, and the other. And I'm just going, what the fuck happened to the world? Everything was fucking easygoing in my life. And everybody just tightened up and just went, oh. Yeah, so whoever was responsible for 9/11 and this fake 9/11, which is, as we know it is, a total fake fraud, is responsible for changing the world that I live in. And
I agree. And
thank you for continuing. Look, I'm sorry that some people don't want to talk about 9/11. I always want to talk 9/11, and I'm talking about no planes hit, no buildings.
I think you want to talk about it more than me half the time.
Well, yes, I do. I do because I'm disgusted. Every time I go into an airport and I get hassled, what do you got? And I have to put my arms out and I'm treated like I'm a fucking terrorist. Yes, I have a sort of scraggly beard. I wear dark glasses and I have unkempt hair. These motherfuckers with uniforms on, they're gonna keep us safe. These jackbooted thugs. Police came around when I got a few years back when I was out of control one night, and they come and put their arms on my arms.
They lay a beat down on you.
Yeah, they beat me.
Let's get back to my question. I know you like 9/11. You like talking about. I do too.
Sure.
But why do so many of the people that we have talked to in the past, where have they all gone? Why do they not return? Have they said everything they need to say? What is your speculation?
I can't answer that question, Ab. I really don't know why.
I can't either.
I only hope that Jan Erik's safe or Simon Shack is safe.
Simon's busy. He met an Indian astronomer, and he's working on the nature of the Earth. He's working on his model that he's going to present to the world one day, and luckily more people than ever are going to be interested in it now, because of course he did the great research on media fakery, so he has very high standing in the world's view. And now there's more than ever, there's more and more people that are anxious to get a model that they can work with. There's more people than ever listening. There's more people than ever that are skeptical of NASA, and they don't believe one word that comes out of that Satanic Freemason outfit that's run by the military. It's not a civilian agency whatsoever. It's a military organization that specializes in space propaganda. So there are more people than ever listening and waiting. So Simon couldn't have picked a better time.
It's not only that. It's people like you and that you've kept at it. And if you don't keep at it,
it goes away.
You're gonna be what's going to happen? You're gonna be you've seen the film. What was it? It's a wonderful 1978 film called Network.
Yeah, I didn't really like that much.
Well, look, I loved it, and
there's lots of good clips.
Look, if you don't if you don't resist, and I'm talking about resisting with what we've got here, Ab. Ab, we've got, yeah. we've given we got the our internet.
Mind. We got our yep. minds, we got the internet, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that means the little butterfly effect that maybe me and you having a little chit-chat tonight, that's yeah. a little like a moth effect. And yeah, someone might say, oh, did you hear this? They said this. Or they resisted. They resisted just a little bit. Because if you try and ring a politician, and I've tried it too, PK taught me that. And I went, oh yeah, oh, so I'll ring my local politician to say, look, I don't want fluoride in the water or something like that. Something simple like that.
Yeah. I did that, and, by the way.
Yeah, and?
I got, well, I emailed. I got emailed. I just got a standard letter coming back saying that the city adheres to the provincial standards.
I got the same thing, man.
They just kick it upstairs. They just kick it up a level, saying the level above us says it's the best thing to do. That's why we're doing it. That's it. They just kick it upstairs. They kick the explanation away from them and just say we're following best practices of the province. Or in your case, it would be the state.
Yeah, well, that's it. Let me tell you this, Ab. I've lived in my treehouse now since 1999, and I've had
never fallen out yet.
Four guinea pigs, and they've lived their whole life. And they're eight. They live. Guinea pigs live to 8 years old, right?
And I don't know.
They have lived on the water that comes out of the tap, and it did not reduce their lifespan. So I think fluoride could be an absolute like chemtrails. I've never seen a chemtrail. I haven't seen. I know Prince. Two bloody conversations we get out of Prince. One of them's about chemtrails.
Very
I've
strange.
Never seen one in my life.
Right. I know. I'm the same way. It's not that I haven't seen stuff in the sky. Don't get me wrong. I just don't. Yeah. I don't see the corresponding plane and chemicals being dumped.
There's people saying that it comes down like a fairy. What's that? That sort of sugared candy. Floss, whatever it is.
They say that there's barium, strontium, all kinds of harmful chemicals, aluminium, as we say in Britain.
My
point is this. I still am a believer in the fact that the Earth is huge, very big, and it's very resilient. Now, when you piss in the ocean, can I taste it or see it? Does it make
my
any
wife,
difference?
My wife says every man thinks that the world is his toilet or something because men piss
fine.
Everywhere.
But if you piss in the ocean, is anyone going to notice? Will it influence the guy down the road?
Can you drink salt water? Mad.
No, I'm just saying that the extent that a plane, the biggest planes. Some of the biggest planes are used to fill up with water, okay, and put out forest fires. So there's some pretty good movies about that in Northern Ontario where when it gets really dry. Okay, well, the point is those planes carry the biggest volume of liquid possible, and they make almost all they do is try and make a line that the forest fire cannot cross. Cannot put out a fire that's out of control. And that is, now if we're being chemtrailed, don't you think that planes that size would have to have vast quantities of chemicals and drop them in the vast, vast sky to block out the sun or whatever else they think chemtrails are doing? That's what I'd like. Where is the filling station for these alleged planes? Where do they fill up? Don't tell me that we can't see them because they're flying too high in the sky.
It's rubbish.
Come on. The sky is as vast as the ocean. Even if you were dumping something up there, and all planes pollute because they have no emission controls on planes like they do cars and trucks. So, yeah, planes pollute. Whatever the Jet A kerosene is converted to up in the atmosphere when they burn it to move a plane from A to B. Okay, but is there vast pollution around the busiest airports In the land.
Well, you live
near
an airport. You live near an airport.
Yeah, there is pollution that does come down because the rain does take whatever effluent comes out of an airplane and precipitates it down to the earth. It does fall to the earth eventually, and it is grimy and gross, and it does stink around an airport because they have no pollution devices on airplanes. And is that because they can't put them on or it would cost too much? I don't know.
I've always thought chemtrails is bullshit. It's
a red herring. Yeah.
It is a red herring.
It sends people down the wrong track. And I can see lots in the sky. I see lots of clouds in the sky. I think it's going to rain here in Toronto in the next day. So a front does come into the area where we have very thin clouds. They get thicker and thicker and thicker as the storm approaches.
It's 9/11 here, by the way.
Is it? Yeah, it's 7/11 here.
Yep.
Donald Trump said it was 7/11.
I can see the moon. How is it possible that I can see the moon and you can see it right now?
Well, I'm not looking for it now because I'm facing the wrong way. But
anyway, it's 9/11. Look, keep going. Sorry, dude.
That's all right. But my again, to me, the sky is way too vast. It is. I think if you dump a city's sewage into a small river and you're sampling drinking water downstream, like they say happens in India with the Ganges, I think you're going to get sick. Because I think,
did you see the water that come out of the hydrant in Flint?
No.
Or whatever it was? It looked like Gatorade.
No, well, I...
Like the poor people that are...
That's another one. I don't know what's happening there. I can't tell. I don't know. It seems crazy
they peeped out and went, crazy
that they would do that. The whole story seems crazy. I'm not saying it's fake, but Flint is not that far away from some of the cleanest water in the world, Lake Huron.
Yeah, exactly.
If they suddenly decided to flip a switch to take the dirty river water, I find that really hard to believe.
Yeah. Well, no,
I find it hard to believe.
Here, Ab,
listen,
our local council here, and our local Lord Mayor, they pissed like all the rates that we pay, and they invested it in that Madoff or whatever it was. And now, basically, our town is almost broke because they're pissing away. But if you believe in fiat currency and all this sort of stuff, there they are, these people that we are made to pay rates to. Can you see why I don't? When I met our local councillor, and I basically told her into her face, straight to her face, go fuck yourself. You're a disgusting scumbag.
Wow,
I hate you,
harsh.
And I would. When she wanted my vote in my local, it sounds nasty when I say that because basically what I'm saying is I probably would do a better job because I can't stand these scumbags that are just in it for what they can get out of it.
Well, they're not. They're not all in it for that. There are lots of altruistic politicians. They go in for the right reasons. They're not everyone.
Can you name one? Name one.
On the local level, I met a couple local ones when they were going for my vote.
What about federal level?
Well, that's a little higher. It's a little harder to get in because that's more of a club. But I'm saying locally, I think you were talking locally. I was talking locally too.
Yeah, I was.
I don't think they're all controlled, but on the other hand, I've said it publicly many times. I don't think any politician should be allowed to get in more than once. Everyone should be given a turn, and there's enough bureaucrats that can help them keep the ship steady. We don't need long-term politicians. It's totally against the spirit of everyone having a go at it. So there should be a law.
How about we vote for the bureaucrats as well? The nameless ones.
Well, yeah, there should be a rotation for that too, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Because
if this really is for the people. Because you shouldn't need $1 billion to get in. You should, the guy that pushes the shopping cart with no money and no home should have a go at it if he has any brain power. And some of them do.
Yeah, but why not? Bureaucrats. Yeah, you're right. When you said that,
Maybe it rotate them out too. You know that a stagnant pond always goes bad. So if we keep the water
stinky.
if we keep the water flowing, we can maybe we can't eliminate corruption, but we can maybe disrupt it. Let's put it that way. We can disrupt corruption.
Yeah.
Because it takes time for corruption to set in, right? It takes time for networks to develop and people to be influenced. Nothing happens overnight.
Look, when I look at TV these days and I see policemen on television and they have to have balaclavas on their faces and they have these weapons, these automatic weapons, and they look like jackbooted thugs.
Right.
And they're the ones that are supposed to be keeping us safe from terrorism.
Yeah.
They're not keeping us safe from terrorism.
Speaking of those cops, did you hear about the history of the SWAT team and how it evolved in Los Angeles and the famous LA police chief Daryl Gates was involved in the creation of one of the first SWAT teams in the United States, which basically was...
What was his name? Daryl Gates is responsible, is he?
Well, he was part of the formation, and they glamorized it with I guess, the television show SWAT. And it's just quite an interesting evolution of basically how they militarized an otherwise civilian police force. And we have a SWAT team.
So Daryl Gates is to blame? Do we need to... blame?
Well, I don't know. You can't blame one guy. He's part of a system. But you have a SWAT team in Sydney? You got one here in Toronto, eh?
When the Sydney siege, where two people were killed, apparently, and like this massive outpouring of grief and like flowers, more flowers probably even from Prince.
Yeah, who had the flower contract for that?
Exactly. It was a contract job, and it was a con job. Absolutely.
So you have a SWAT team there?
Fraud.
Yeah.
Go.
You have a SWAT team in Sydney then that came out for that?
Well, look, I'm telling you, I watch when something big goes down in Sydney, it's like these big, jackbooted, black-assed thugs, and they don't want their faces on there on television. And there they are with their it's disgusting, despicable, and of course it's to incite fear in the populace. Like I didn't do anything wrong, or like give me your papers, sort of shit. It's like it's disgusting, and if you don't sort of push back a little bit, and this is what we're doing now, push back a little bit by saying this is not acceptable. I'm a human being, God damn it. I have a right! And, you know, they come into my home. They came into my home one time. Again, they pushed me around in my own home. And, we were broken into. But then they looked at me as I was a criminal. These fucking police have got to understand sometimes that you are not going to get everything your way. Unless you shoot me dead, you've got to fucking understand. While I'm living and breathing, do not fucking just say, I've got all the power and you've got none. You know what I mean? Like when someone says, oh yeah, I've got a gun and you don't. And it drives me insane sometimes where people are insane with power. And I've seen it. Plenty of times. I'm bloody old. What am I, 46 years old now? I've seen every abuse of power there is. And sometimes you can't do anything about it, but sometimes you can. And this is one of them on fakeologist.com.
Yeah. It's a small way that we're contributing to.
Yep.
Hey,
you bet your ass.
If nothing else, we're contributing to the noise. If that's what maybe people think we're just noise. Probably are, but.
No, you're doing a great job. We're
free noise. Yeah. Free noise. People can get us for free. Yep. They can hit the PayPal button if they want to send a tip our way. But other than that,
seriously, if you're ever doing it tough, hit me up.
Will be mine.
Because I've got an allowance. I can help you out.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep. Yeah, whatever it is, whatever you need. I mean, if one day I clicked on and fakeologist.com and it just went swirly, nothing there, I'd be upset.
All right, thank you. That's kind of you. You still go to cruise form at all?
Yeah, from time to time, but my eyesight's getting steadily worse. So I prefer to, if old mate Simon's buddy Cahan were doing those shows, I'd rather listen to that than read.
Yeah, our old friend Cahan, and what's his name? Sure. Boy Boy.
Yeah. So if they do some more of those sort of things, but I tell you the amount of work that Hoaxbusters is coming out. I mean, I like their stuff, and it's pretty much the same stuff.
Yeah, it is. Hey, do you like golf?
My handicap. Well, I just got a handicap. Yep, Cap. What about it?
But do you like golf?
Playing it or watching it,
or both?
Neither.
Well, Miles Mathis, who I don't know who he is or what his agenda is. Is he a CIA creation of deception himself? I don't know for sure. I read most of his essays. I enjoyed the Tiger Woods PSYOP essay where he's saying that Tiger Woods, maybe he's an entire creation of the CIA, culture creation business, because he knows that people love sports icons and music icons. Those are the two biggest Pied Pipers in our culture. We get politicians. We have disdain for them. They're like used car salesmen. But we love our musicians. We love our sports heroes. We love the sports hero or music hero story. We follow the pathways. We like to follow them up, and we like to follow them down. So his thesis is that Tiger Woods is a total creation of the CIA. His dad was in PSYOPs. Goodness sakes, could it get more obvious? His dad was a lieutenant colonel, just like Lieutenant Colonel Tom Parker, who handled Elvis. And anyway, he did quite a great essay on, I thought one of his best, about how Tiger Woods is a total creation. Everything that happened in his life, including his marriage to someone plugged into the elite in Sweden, that was all contrived. And I remember when we heard the story of him having this crazy event at his mansion near to where my in-laws go in Florida. We crashed into a tree and his wife was chasing him with a golf club, all this kind of nonsense. At that point, before Fakeology, I would have never thought much of it other than a crazy woman in a domestic dispute. But now, as a fakeologist, I think, wow, that sounds like a totally created event just to create chaos in people's minds. And because people follow the guy like a religious figure, they're going to pay attention. And the only other thing I want to mention that was great that Tommy Delfer posted was this dramatic putt at the Masters, I believe in 2006, on the last hole, where the ball is chipped off from off the green. It takes about three different pathways, three different slopes, pauses at the edge of the hole with the Nike logo front and center in the camera's vision, and then plops into the cup. And I thought, oh my goodness, is that not a remote control ball? Does that not make way more sense that particular shot was completely orchestrated? It could not have been more perfectly orchestrated. But of course, we're told it's just the genius of Tiger Woods that made that ball go three different directions before it dramatically paused and then plopped in the hole. And then it became so obvious to me, all these little strange events really crystallized and came together for me. I'm just wondering if you saw that shot. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, look, I hear you on your rant there about sport, but I've heard you in the past. I've heard how adamant that sport is like, and I'm the same way. I used to be into sport. Of course, I used to be into sport. Listen back to your back catalogue, and hopefully everything you've done on Fakeologist is been recorded and saved, and you can still get it on, what do you call it, when you what's that thing where you you can download.
Well, there's millions of ways to download.
Yeah,
we've got the radio archives.
I'm trying to say.
Fakeologist.com/radio archives. They're all there.
Yeah, that's the one. They're all there. And while you're still being and at it, look, I am, when it comes to sport, I'm a little bit keen on the Parramatta Eels. It's a tiny little club down here in Australia, but
we're talking big sport, not tiny stuff.
I watch a lot of baseball, and I watch still like the ice hockey. And look, I could care less this day and age whether how much it's all
manipulated,
yeah, manipulated or whatever. I could care less. I don't bet on it, so I don't care. If it's manipulated, I don't care. What I do care about, though, is the other stuff that you talk about. It's like when, you know, we have, characters like Hillary Clinton, you know, the Secretary of Hate, that wants to be, that charges $350,000, you know, to get a meal. A meal.
Well, that's just an excuse to raise. It's an excuse to raise money. It's not for the food. It's not to represent the price of the food.
So it sounds like a money laundering.
Well, it does.
Some sort of money laundering thing.
Yeah. It's just to raise money, and she does it. And...
No, okay, laundering.
Did you,
like,
can
if
you,
you were
can
given...
You,
whole...
can you, I know. Can you focus back on that golf shot? I want to...
Sure.
Did you watch that? Did you watch that golf shot that Tommy D posted on you from YouTube?
All right. Let's... give me
cue it up.
Throw the link.
I don't have it. I can't throw anything right now, but... Can you go to fakeologist.com and go to Tiger Woods PSYOP and Tommy Dalbra?
Right. Yes, I certainly can do that.
He posted a link, I'm pretty sure, in the comments to that golf shot. Or just go to YouTube and type in Tiger Woods golf shot, Masters 2006.
2006, right.
I think it was 2006.
So here we are. I'm at the top of fakeologist.com. We've got We Saw Nothing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Russian bids on 9/11 again. I agree. It was a CDI.
We don't want to talk about that.
So.
No.
Next one's Radio Roller. So that's me playing a whole bunch of Prince songs.
Yeah.
Okay. The Fakes Trans. Where am I going? Like, now
you
Prince.
Keep going down.
Keep going down. Keep down. It's Bieber and what's her name looking the same. Real footage on the Lord Commanders.
Yeah, that's
me and you again when we had that little chat. Paul Fall Twins. Keep going down.
I keep going.
Hot dog creator on the power structure.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. And Chris is moving to Acapulco.
Yeah.
That was that. I listened to that one. That's a classic. That was really good. Hollow Towers. Virus Fakery. Consensus Reality. Not Too Much Bugging. Can you see the Holy See? Question mark.
That was an interesting
Now
topic.
You're talking to the Squatty Potty guy, Jonathan Isbit. Have I missed it? Outside the box?
I don't
outside know. The ice box? Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. There I am with Uninstalled Media. Look, Rollo and Cluette Street or Clue Street or Clue Drive, whatever it is. Where'd you find that picture?
I took it.
Roller stuff. I could stop if I wanted to. Okay, so, here we go. The Tiger Woods PSYOP. Okay,
wow,
no replies.
There's so much content, it got buried.
Yeah. The Tiger Woods PSYOP. So, what do you want me to do now? I forgot.
Well,
already.
Somewhere in there, Tommy, check the comments. Click the comments button. How many comments
should
are
I read?
On that
post? Oh, no. Not Gold Superhero, Tiger Woods. One of Eminem's best pieces. Which is what you've written. And shall I read the other stuff?
Yeah.
Anything can be fixed. We've discovered that most things have been fixed, including the stock markets, elections, lotteries, inner banking race, and so on. And not only the recent history have been faked in one way or another, most of the things that you thought happened didn't happen at all.
Did I write that?
Give Tiger the benefit of the doubt.
Did I write that, or did Miles wrote that, right? I didn't write that.
Yeah. I thought I made that clear that...
Oh, okay, I missed that. I don't even know what I write.
No, you know what you write, and I know the way that you always do it. You put things that you didn't write in italics.
Yeah. Thank you.
Blue Moon. Oh, he's a great guy.
I love Blue Moon. Good. He's a good guy.
Yep. Do you want me to read Blue Moon's?
Well, you can read it.
It's quite a
Blue Moon is like Miles Mathis's alter ego.
All right. Well,
I don't think they're the same person, but it's fascinating. Blue Moon is really sharp. Blue Moon, do a show.
Well, he frightens me actually because of his he reminds me of your old mate. I've forgotten his name. The really religious guy that you started with.
Robin Fisher, great guy.
Yeah. Yep.
Come back, Robin, wherever you are.
Yeah, the Blue Moon and Robin Fisher.
Yeah.
And you guys are chatting away. I kind of get lost. It's like something I don't understand when you guys are talking.
I don't understand.
I seriously try to understand half of those conversations, I know you're speaking English, but I do not understand a damn word.
Okay, find that golf clip you're rambling on.
I am rambling, yes. Okay, so I'm looking down here. What did you write? Here we go. Cool. That great Eminem responded at all. You're pretty short and curt with your...
I'm too lazy. I don't have time.
You must be.
I don't have time.
At least you're courteous and do give a response, even though it is
I try
short.
To. I can't respond to everybody.
I'm just going to have to change this so you might feedback through me when I play this. Here we go. There we go.
Giving this a lot of thought. We've seen two or three shots on the back here and nobody's put it close so far. Aim it left. Use the slope. But the speed's got to be just right. He's played it boldly out there. That could be magical.
That could be magical.
Yeah. I love the British golf. Commentator.
Thank you. Oh, look. Nike must have loved that.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. What a bit of camera work.
That was it. Beautifully thought out. Beautifully followed. And I think even they're enjoying it. That was a huge body blow for DeMarco. A misjudgment from the tee. And then a wondrous touch of imagination, control, and of course, as you need in golf, a little bit of good fashion.
Lots of high fives, yeah.
What did he say, as you need in golf, what? That was the last part of what he said?
Let me just go back. What, at the very end there?
Yeah, he said something, and then, of course, as you need in golf, he said they had imagination. What did he say?
We'll do a take two on it. Here we go.
Yeah.
Go back a bit more.
Touch of imagination, control, and, of course, as you need in golf, a little bit of good fortune.
Good fortune.
And a remote control ball. What do you think of that?
That was a fantastic shot, and
it went three different directions. It went three different directions. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. How many directions does the ball have to go before we stop believing it? Honestly,
it happens in golf. It happens.
Okay, all right. But does it happen at the right time for the Telelive Vision?
Well, look, and for the Nike ball, just to sit there with the big Nike, whatever that thing's called.
It's a swoosh.
Logo, swish.
It's a swoosh, yeah. Which is the Masonic view of the sun.
Right. Yeah, well, I saw, again, I'm not huge into golf, but some woman basically did a putt on glass. Some of these greens are like glass.
Yeah.
And this ball just went, it's like the putt calls from hell. And she nailed it. And it made news for like, 2 minutes. It's like, when it comes to the news cycle, 2 minutes, like, who gives
a blink of an eye.
Exactly. And what makes more than a 2 minute news cycle? Like maybe when I was on air with you, Brussels.
Man bites dog.
Brussels. Brussels made a day.
Yeah, that must have filled the whole day up on CNN. Brussels.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe 2 days.
2 days. Yeah. Why not? And
that was a two bagger. Maybe a three bagger.
Yep. When you get three baggers, 9/11 was like a month bagger. No.
Yeah.
We're still feeling the repercussions of 9/11.
Yeah, but don't forget that was the one time they said they stopped playing commercials for at least a day. Was it a day or a week? I don't know.
ESPN. Every channel. Every channel.
No commercials.
No commercials. I'm talking sport channels.
Sports channels? ESPN?
Yep, all went to 9/11 just to make sure that they got every single
every eyeball was exposed, right?
Every eyeball was that was watching television. I know people that don't watch television and they're out skiing. My brother is a skier who never watches television. What the fuck's 9/11? I go, they flew some planes into buildings and. They're gonna attack
Hey, did you know Tiger Woods was on the Merv Griffin show and some of the other popular television shows when he was 3 years old?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
How did they know he was going to be a great golfer then? Did they put all 3 year olds that could swing a club on the television?
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? So,
That's strange. I'm sure it's a coincidence, though, right? Coincidence that he made it. Yeah, look it up.
I'm doing it right now.
It's look it up, Tiger Woods on Merv Griffin, or
if you can throw the link through to me, and
I don't have it. I don't think I posted it. I gotta take a loo break. I gotta go to the loo. Did you say loo where you are, loo?
Do you wanna pick a song while you do a loo break?
Yeah, put Twisted Sister. We're not gonna take it. I don't think you've played that before.
Oh, that. That sounds awesome. All right. Okay.
That sounds like it's up your alleyway.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. I'll see you on the other side. Twisted Sister. Go ahead. We're not going to take it. Screwed up, screwed up, screwed up. Here we go.
2-2-1-2.
Sorry, you're back, are you?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right.
You turn it off. That's enough.
I want you to straighten up this area now. You are a disgusting slob.
Please, let
are
me.
You listening to-
yeah, you don't have to play it.
No, I want to play it. I want to play it. I love it. I love it. And I screwed up so badly.
Play it later, because I'm back now.
All right. No, let me play it. Come on.
That ain't it.
All right, mister. What do you think you're doing? You call this a room? This is a pigsty. I want you to straighten up this area now. You are a disgusting slob. Are you listening to me? What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rot.
Yeah.
We are not gonna take this shit anymore!
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
That be your, we're not gonna take it anymore, are we, bud?
That should be your theme song.
Yeah, I like the film clip with the guy going through the window or whatever.
Yeah.
A bit of a freak show. Wow.
What are the listeners listening to right now?
Fakeologist.com.
And what are we on? What stream, please?
S1.fakeologist.com.
No, try again. You're on. That doesn't work anymore, actually. I busted that link. And now they have
right.
fakeologist.com/radio3 or / audio chat.
All right. There we go. fakeologist.com/radio3 audio chat. That sounds a bit convoluted too.
I know. It's perfect.
But that's the system you've set up. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Look.
We do have a YouTube channel that's hardly used. If you go to YouTube and just type Fakeologist, I do have a wimpy YouTube channel, and I just find YouTubes take way more time to do, and they're not really worth it. I myself do not sit in front of my computer and watch 10 and 20 and 30 minute YouTubes, especially if they're audio, because usually there's just some guy with a slideshow going. I concentrate on the audio and not on the pictures. I think you get a lot more out of it when your eyes are not distracted, concentrate a little better. So I don't see the point in putting audios on YouTube other than for a distribution method, but it's not easy to listen to on your podcatcher from YouTube. And that's why I usually rip them off. In an audio ripper, as they call it, ripping, where you just take the audio and put it on your phone or your recording device.
Or you can go to Dell's site, and he pretty much makes it all available in a an
Dell
audio format.
Yeah, Dell is good like that. I just don't want to fill up my web space with audios because they do take a lot of space.
Yeah, look, the older and older you get, you've got to understand. There is so much. I always wondered what's going on in this world where we're going to make a difference. It's so much content out there. If you don't know what you're listening to, you don't know what to filter. You've got to the point where you just like that. That's why I filtered the Flat Earth, Bob Morgall and Jaron. I will not listen to another word that he or what's her name, the flat chested flat whatever her name was, whatever her name is, Steer, and the guy that thinks he knows everything, the funny guy, what's his. The one that dresses
Powerland.
Up like
yeah. Eric Dubay.
Yep, Dubay. Yeah, so I will not listen to another word as long as I live that comes out of their mouths. And like I said, I re-signed up to Lotjo. He's
What's
a
that?
Guy I like.
Oh yeah, Learn of the Jesuit Order. Yeah,
yeah,
he's okay.
Yep, he's a bit funky with his language. And doesn't fucking hold back.
But I don't know why
back,
he flipped.
But...
He's come back. He hasn't really explained his flip out, which is very strange behavior. Is that intentional to mess you up or what?
But that I find that intriguing.
Well, why don't you ask him what he did? Because did he explain it?
Why didn't you interview him? Get him on a Fakeologist.
All right.
Do it. Get on a proper. One of your proper Fakeologists. Yeah, I'd listen to that. Not a problem. If you got Bob, Jaron, and the Morgul again, I wouldn't listen to it. I don't care what they have to say. I wouldn't listen to anything that they have to say anymore. Anything.
Okay.
Yep. And only because I'm so sick to death with the flat Earth.
Right.
Yeah, once Obama's mentioned it three times, it's suddenly become mainstream. Screw that.
Did George Bush ever mention it?
George, are you talking about the clown George W?
I don't know. Did he? Did either of them?
Again, like we're gonna get if we get Trump. It's going to be the funniest shit. Hold on. Didn't we have the biggest clown there was? George W. Bush. He was a clown, right? How the hell did we take him seriously?
If they let Trump run, how about Kim Kardashian for vice president? Now, that'd be a show.
Why not? Or president.
Well.
What about her butt for president?
Right. There's enough for both offices, right?
Exactly. She just gets up there and farts.
Right. That'd be good.
That's all she has to do. Yeah, farts and shits out a few dookies. Maybe squats.
As long as she squats.
Yeah, exactly. It'd make more sense than the crap that we're getting. And it's the same down here under, or whatever you believe. We have a guy called Malcolm Turnbull. And every time he opens his mouth, you just go, my God, am I in hell? So you shouldn't watch it. So basically anyone in politics, the best thing America could do is not vote. No one turn up. No one vote. And see how the politicians would cope with that. In Australia, we are actually...
You have to vote.
We have to vote. Exactly.
Has anyone been charged?
I haven't been. Voting? I've never got on the electoral roll, but... yes, I've heard of people being sent fines, and they don't pay them.
Have you seen any? Have you seen any real fines in your own eyes?
Well, do you want to see one? I can get on the electoral roll. There's going to be an election soon. I can get on it and then not go.
All right.
I wouldn't pay it. Could
we follow you through the court process, like Santos Bonacci?
I wouldn't do that. I'd. What I do is I'd show the ticket up on YouTube or something. And
By the way,
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll ask my wife not to vote, and I'll probably blank out her name and our name and address.
Yeah. By the way, who's the Australian ambassador to the Holy See?
I think he's Tim Fisher. Tim Fisher, I think, is his name.
Do you know the name of the ambassador to the Holy See from Australia?
I think it's Tim Fisher.
I didn't even know what the Holy See was. You're way ahead of me if you know that. Have you ever heard of the Holy See before?
Yeah, we do have. We've got Cardinal George Pell, who is a well-known cover-up of pedos in the Catholic Church. But Tim Fisher is their ambassador. And he's a scumbag too. There's nothing I like about him either. I don't like organized religion. I think the Pope can go to hell, and the Pope and everything under him can go to hell.
Who's the apostolic nuncio of Australia? That's the opposite of the ambassador. That's the Holy See's. Representative in Australia.
I know that Tim Fisher and George Pell are the top guys when it comes to. We're talking about Roman Catholics here, right?
Yeah.
They're the two top dudes, and they're disgusting filth pigs. That's all they are. I was just
fascinated that I guarantee that most people have no idea what the Holy See is. They don't even know that it's its own country or its own city-state.
Vatican City, Vatican City. It probably will never get bombed by the Luftwaffe the Germans.
Vatican City is underneath the official corporate title called the Holy See, S-E-E. I never heard of it before, but you obviously have. You're ahead of me.
I'm not trying to one-up. Hey, Ab. I never try and one-up anyone.
Yeah. No, go ahead. I don't mind being one-up by you. That's okay.
Well, look, there's some people that, there's a bit of news that I know, and they want to one-up you. And I go, no, I don't care about that. All I care about is that people are kind to one another. And when it comes to Catholic religion and organized religion, it's basically, I can't see any difference between... the chain of command in military, except that they rape more.
Wow, that's what we're told.
There's a lot of raping going on. And there's no doubt about it, because when you've got little children in your command, and you are made to be sort of celibate, certainly in the Anglican sphere, all they'll do is get pent up. Like, they'll be adults and they'll get pent up and frustrated and horny, and they'll basically fuck little children. That's what they
all
do.
All right, I don't want to go there. That's dragging the show down. Show's already down far enough, isn't it?
No. Well, look, I'm sorry, man, but I'm sorry to have done that. Okay, let's bring it back up. Where do we go?
Your knowledge of the entity of the Holy See, and you obviously passed with flying colors. Congratulations. You're smarter than I thought. That's pretty good.
How do we bring it back up? Like, give me another tune that you'd like. I know I've got one.
What's your favorite tune today? For today?
Prince, probably.
Don't play Purple Rain.
Prince's...
I don't like that one.
You don't like Prince at all?
No, I didn't say that. I just don't like Purple Rain. When Doves Cry is a goodie. That's a good one.
All right. Well,
I played it
before.
Did you play it on your show? You played all the hits.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. You played all the hits already.
Of course I did.
All right.
And I put my slant on it.
Why don't you take a break? Is there anyone in the chat at fakeologist.com we can entice into the audio chat?
Let me check. Yeah.
We forgot to invite people in. That's what we should have done.
I usually don't like more than two people, and certainly you.
I agree.
You're my favorite.
Thank you.
Yeah, well.
You're mine too.
Well, you handled 9 one time when we were on Skype that time. I don't know how you did it, but
silly. It gets silly. It gets noisy, doesn't it? Too many people.
But I thought you handled rather well.
Thank you.
But, yeah, but 9's way too many. Way, 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 way too many. I think 2 is enough.
Three's a crowd. Who's at fakeologist.com/chat?
I should play Cream then.
Who?
When he had sex, again, I don't want to bring it down too much. There you are.
I'm not a big Cream guy.
Oh, we got 8 in the chat. Who we got?
Okay. Well, who's in there that we know?
No, they're all anons.
All Anons, yeah. They're all the John Lennon fans. They all came in.
Oh, I wish Felix had come back.
Yeah,
I know Felix, we had that horrible reverb, and I think Felix got a little bit frightened by that push to talk thing or whatever it was. But
That did him in, huh?
It certainly didn't do him in the chat. He's still as hardcore as ever when it comes to... posting in the chat, but I will, like you, Ab, I'm always keen to hear voice. Because it's just like if you play a wrong note on the keyboard. I can get on my piano here now, and if I play the wrong note, well, fuck it, you just play the right one next time.
All right,
it's just simple as that. And you like, again, I don't. Anyway, I'm going to play, what am I going to play? When Doves Cry.
Oh, you are going to play it?
Yeah, sure. And and I don't know what time is it there. Have you got plenty of time?
I've got
plenty of other things to talk about.
I got about half an hour.
Right. Okay.
What else is on your agenda? What do you want to
put
that on later?
Here we go. And When Doves Cry, here we are on fakeologist.com with avarado.info. fakeologist.com.
Thank you, Rollo.
Prince, I love you.
Oh,
Yeah, when doves cry. I mean, what about this guy? This animate
Prince
guy.
Is our guest of Music World Original next on Larry King Live.
Oh, yeah, let's listen a bit of Larry. That'll be good.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, let's just see what. Hey, hey, Larry.
We're back in New York tonight. I don't know where we
New
are.
York.
This is our Millennium Month on Larry King Live. Tomorrow night, a tribute to Frank Sinatra, who he would have been 84 years old this Sunday. We'll replay an interview tomorrow. And among the guests week will be Ted Turner and Peter Jennings and Jim Carrey and President Gerald Ford and President Bill Clinton. That's all next week. It's a great pleasure to have with us tonight the artist formerly known as Prince. His
all
first
the cultural
album
leaders.
In 3 years has just been released. It's called Rave Unto the Joy Fantastic. There you see the cover of the CD. And for the artist, the obvious first question is, why 3 years?
Well, there's a few things I wanted to get out of my system, mainly Crystal Ball Project. Reissue of a lot of the bootlegs has been coming out all over the world. I'm probably one of the most bootlegged artists out there. I wanted to clean that up and get the real good mixes out. They're really supposed to sound like, ever if ever given the chance to complete them.
So that's the reason for this space of time.
We did a couple other projects. I was working with Chaka Khan, album with her.
The bootlegs, he's talking about, this is 1999, like ancient history.
It was 1999, this interview with Larry King Lunchbucket.
And back in the day, I mean,
I used to watch Larry King every night. I used to schedule my day around Larry King, my evening anyway. I used to watch it. There's no doubt. I was so plugged into the media back then. I just I watched Larry for the comedic value.
Is he still alive?
He's on the internet.
I don't see him on CNN anymore.
Artificially alive, I guess, maybe, but he's alive.
Right. Yeah, I'm just saying. I watch CNN all the time. We've got Amon Poor and
I like watching Larry King ask scripted questions, and he would never listen to the answer. So even if the next question contradicted or already answered, he'd still ask it anyway.
Yeah.
He was a robot.
Yeah. Yeah. And that made no sense to me. And if you can have someone interviewing Prince, why not have a sort of CNN, at least get someone in that's know what they're talking about? And
Not necessary to know what you're talking about if you're in the news. You just read your lines. You're an actor.
Yeah, but you can. I'm looking at Prince here now. He's actually looking. He's thinking about and giving a proper response to the questions.
Well,
that
the
he's
question
being
you
asked.
Have to ask how scripted were these interviews? You have to ask yourself.
Yeah. Well, we've only got two. From Prince.
Yeah, but most big interviews have pre-interviews. They do pre-interviews where they outline what they're going to talk about.
So nothing goes wrong.
Right. Yeah, they're always pre-interviews.
We had a big thing in Australia where, get this, in Australia, some dumb cunt woman went to Lebanon to get a child back or something. And it all went horribly wrong, and they all got arrested. But they spent, millions of dollars on them out of jail. The poor guy that actually paid the money to, he's still languishing in jail. It's like,
all right,
like in.
Is there anything more in the
America,
Larry
in
King
America,
interview?
Look, I'll tell you a story. I used to like a band called Motley Crue.
Right.
And the guy, the lead singer, his name's Vince Neil.
Right.
And he
killed
someone,
right?
In a car crash.
Allegedly.
And it was called manslaughter. And he spent 15 days in jail.
Allegedly.
15 days.
Allegedly.
For killing a man.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Was he really convicted in a real court?
I'm just saying that if you've got money, you can get away. You can get away with anything.
Well, that's certainly the impression that the culture creators want to give, isn't it? Now, is it true?
Well,
I don't know.
It certainly seems like you've got privilege. There are these cards or something. Don't fuck with me cards. where, you know, you just lash into the cops and they go, oh, shit, don't fuck with me. In Australia, don't fuck with me, guys.
Yeah.
So,
like, diplomatic immunity for rich people, right?
How is that lawful?
Diplomatic, well, they make a law. It's like diplomatic immunity for rich people.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Was there anything else in the Larry King interview that was worth listening to?
No, I'll keep going. It's a classic.
Larry Graham.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What can an artist do about bootlegging?
The best thing you can do is go back and get those mixes again, mix them up the way you always saw them completed, and then, you know, reissue them.
Does the listener know if they buy one of these in Germany? This isn't what you intended.
A lot of my so-called fans do.
So-called.
They actually thrive off the fact that it's stolen property.
You would admit yourself an unusual personality. I mean, well, let's say you're different.
Compared to what?
As compared to most people in, let's say, show business, you're an unusual person. Most people don't get famous with one name and then change it. Right, would you say? What's the story of that, by the way?
Well, I had searched deep within my heart and spirit, and I wanted to change and move to a new plateau in my life. And one of the ways in which I did that was to change my name. It sort of divorced me from the past and all the hang-ups that go along with it. I was chronicled in deep dispute with a record label.
Which is Warner Brothers, right? Owns this network, I might throw. Yeah, what?
We had some issues that were basically about ownership of the music and how often I was supposed to record and things like that. We got along otherwise.
There was no clash over what you would record or what kind of music you were singing, etc. None of that.
No, no creative issues. They were gracious enough to have a very wide palette to colors onto.
What about the highest risk one would think someone who gets famous would take is to drop the name? Got them famous.
Well, that was one of the things that I dealt with, is that I really searched deep within to find out the answer to whether fame was most important to me or my spiritual well-being, and I chose the latter.
Was it difficult to not be what you had become known as? I think, well, let's say a famous, the only other famous person I know who did this was Cassius Clay, who's a dear friend, and he's heavyweight champion of the world. It was incredible to change your name. That was due to a faith belief. But he wasn't selling records. He was in the ring, and as long as he won, it sold. You, though, person in show business, is almost dependent on recognition, not being Prince.
That's a good point. I pretty much wanted to be dependent upon God. You get inner calling to do something, and you know it, being inspired by God, pretty much know you better answer that call or suffer the consequences.
Do you think this was God-inspired as well? Why then did you choose the artist formerly known as?
Well, I didn't choose that. That was chosen
for you.
Yeah, pretty
much. What would you have chosen? I mean, did you think of a name? What is your name at birth?
Prince Rogers Nelson.
Oh, did you think of Nelson? Rogers.
No.
Were you thinking of a name?
No, it didn't come to me like that.
So how did the artist formerly known as come about?
Well, that came up through people's problem with, mainly the media's problem with not having a pronunciation symbol. Come up with something, I guess.
So the artist formerly known as is a media invention,
yeah.
Not your invention,
no.
Or a symbol. How do you promote a symbol?
Well, what we found is throughout the world, if you hold this up and show it to people, what they think of, it's
obviously.
Yeah.
You obviously made it famous.
I think so.
Tell us what it signifies.
Well, me.
No, but I mean how you chose it. You designed it?
It's sort of come about over time. Always morphed the female and the male symbol together.
Do it again. Let me see this. It works.
Cool. It's for great jewelry, too.
Has it been copied? Or sell this everywhere?
A lot of times you'll find, like, a so-called fans on.
Hey, Rollo, it's cutting out a bit.
Use the symbol.
Is it? I was just looking at the symbol. I'm just enjoying all of this. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Can you copyright that?
It is copyright.
But you can find it on CNN's.
Yeah, the problem was it was cutting out a little bit.
Oh, okay. It could have been your end. Everything was working sweet.
Oh, okay.
This end.
Yeah, it's probably my end then.
Yeah. So Prince Rogers Nelson, entire CNN 1999 interview. You can go to CNN, and it's got 4,000 thumbs up and 50,000 thumbs down. And again, like, he is enigmatic, and it looks like he's doing a sales job. I haven't sat through the whole 59 minutes interview, but CNN's preening themselves about it because it's like it's just been re-uploaded. You know, his death. Yeah, CNN are just so happy they had the interview that because the only other interview is the chemtrail one. Let me play that one. You still there, my friend? Ab? If we can see. Okay, Truth. Hello? Here we go. I know this is 12 minutes. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter how much time we go. I don't know where Ab's gone, but we go. This is a guy I really like. I mean, he doesn't like me, but I like him.
I'm a huge fan of the 60s. The 70s and 80s were fine, but usually ever since then, never really grabbed me. This guy, Prince, to be honest, I would not have a clue of any songs that he's sung. Not have a clue. This guy's got my greatest respect, and I saw this interview he did. It goes back over 6 years. I think I saw it about 3 years ago, and I was heavily involved with chemtrails. Let's just go back over 6 years and listen to what he says.
What he said affects all of us. He said something that really hit home about this phenomena of chemtrails. And, you know, when I was a kid, I used to see trails in the sky all the time, and so that's cool. A jet just went over, and then you started to see a whole bunch of them. The next thing you know, everybody in your neighborhood was fighting and arguing, and you didn't know why. Okay, and you really didn't know why. I mean, everybody was fighting. So he started riffing about the chemtrails, and he started to say things that hit home so hard, and I would recommend that everybody try to get what he said online or wherever and try to get a copy of it and just listen to it.
So there you have it. This guy spoke about chemtrails, something that's never talked about. Never hear it on the mainstream media. We don't hear it from any of our politicians, governments.
Thank you, PK. Yeah. Yeah, you're on fakeologist.com. Yeah, and that's PK. You want to hear the whole thing, go to PK Truth. I think Ab's off doing real work, and why not? Let's go out with a bang. We'll find Ab, are you still there, my friend? He's definitely off doing real work. So we'll find a Prince, a genuine or a Prince song that he writes so many songs for other bands. Oh man, Manic Monday, I love Manic Monday. I wish it was Sunday. Or what about I Don't Like Mondays. Just another Manic Monday. I can't believe that. It's kind of a lame song. Kind of a lame song. It's kind of a lame song, but I love it. I mean, because it reminds me of my youth and stuff. Youth and stuff.
Days when you wish your bed was
I guess the more you listen to that song, the more you realize it's a great song.
Rest in peace.
Rest in your home.
Nelson.
Wherever you rest.
Psychologist.com. What a great guy I am.
Or rest wherever you are. He might not be in pieces.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Rest wherever you are. He might not be in pieces at all.
Yeah, sorry. I was going to go out with that. I had my whole sort of, rest in peace, Prince Rogers. I know you said at the beginning at the call that you had to come and go
I just had a call there.
You're right, man. You're right.
I got about 20 more minutes.
Go.
20 more minutes. We've had a good chat today. We've covered a lot of ground today. This is as good as any radio show anywhere, if you ask me.
When Prince is talking about chemtrails, I don't know who he's talking to there, and it's very interesting that he would bring that up in conversation, like two conversations that I can see him in. One, you can go and watch the CNN one. It's a 40-minute conversation.
Listen,
and the one that
I don't care about these artists. When I don't care what they have to say, I like their music. I'm a huge Alanis Morissette fan. Okay, she's a Canadian singer. I think she writes her own music. Nobody else writes like her. She basically reads her diary to music. I think she's super talented. Now, recently she did a podcast. I can't listen to it. It's unlistenable. She's a philosophical, new age kind of nutcase to me. I cringe every time she has something to say, unless she's singing it. And I don't care what she has to say about anything. I don't care of her opinions about anything. I just want to hear her sing. Now, I know they would probably try and put words in her mouth because they know people like me like to hear her sing. But I'm not going to listen to these people talk on any issue because that's not why they've been promoted in my mind. They're promoted because they know how to sing. And they sing melodies that make me feel good or sad or whatever. But I don't care what these people have to say. I really don't. I don't want to know anything about them. But when Prince talks about chemtrails, it may as well be Rolo or Ab talking about chemtrails. I don't care. Because I know he knows nothing about what he's talking about, probably. Anyway, there's the end of my rant.
That's a good rant.
I don't care what Elvis has to say about the Army.
Her album,
I don't care.
Her album, what was it called? Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that wasn't her best album. Her subsequent albums were better.
My favorite song, I'll probably go out with my favorite song because I'm getting a little tired.
Yeah, you're probably under the weather now.
No, I'm... Not too under the weather, but I'm getting a little.
She has a great song. You probably let me
play this and tell me what you think on the other.
No,
side. Let me.
I'm tell not
me what you think
you
on the other
it.
Side. All right.
No, wait. What are you going to play?
Well, listen,
no,
and
I want
tell
you
me
to
if you
something.
if you like it or not. Ready?
I want you to cue something else up.
Here we go.
Hello. No, I don't want to hear that. Cut.
Well, you're gonna have to.
Cut. No, I'm tired of that song. They killed that song. That song has been overplayed. I'm gonna give you another song that I actually did a YouTube video on, and it's called Celebrity. And the lyric she wrote for that nailed it. They nailed everything about Celebrity.
All right, we'll go out. With Alanis Morissette, and it's called Celebrity, right?
Right. Listen to the words. They're very well done, and the music is just as awesome for me anyway. Maybe not for you. Music is personal.
No, that's all right. It's your site, mate.
Go out with Celebrity.
That's where people that come in and are a little bit...
miffed?
Well, you know, if they're not... I know the Squatty Potty guy didn't want to talk about 9/11, but... I guess change the rules sometimes.
Well,
okay, so
I found it. Just wait a second. I wanted to talk with the guy about squatting, not about 9/11. I don't have a separate channel for non-conspiratorial or psyop topics, so unfortunately he had to come onto the Fakeologist Radio Network. They don't really have a network for the other stuff. And he doesn't believe in conspiracies, but as I brought up to him kind of subtly, he's facing the medical conspiracy. If he thinks he's going to get the whole world squatting, he's out of his mind. No offense, Jonathan, but it's not going to happen. They're not going to change anyone's mind because the system is in place. The system is like a big oil tanker. You cannot steer it the way you want it. Even the people that have all the money have trouble steering it, I think. One squeaky voice in the middle of nowhere is not going to convince anybody, sadly. And I'm proof of that. What do you think of that?
Well, Ab, I'm sorry that you're preaching to the converted here. I think everything you say is correct. Even when
now I know
even when
sleeping.
It's not correct, I think it's correct. Look,
right.
we've had a great conversation tonight.
We have.
And look,
you've
Alanis,
been great show.
Alanis Morissette, celebrity.
Play away.
Goodbye.
Good
night,
Rolo.
Sweet,
thank you.
Sweet Prince. Good night, sweet Prince. My 100 daddy, my daddy, for me. And I have never left this ambitious city. And I've only known a love for VIP. I have studied long. Nothing but my name in bright lights call to me. And I display the perfect amount of sunlight. I'll carve my face a bit, you'll indulge me. Never wonder who's falling straight above me. Cause I'm aware of real skills and vintage Gucci. I'm on my 20th round of vitamin B. And I'll cut my way into if you'll have me.
Hi, this is Chris from HoaxBustersCall.com, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.